Wizard Sleeve!
Welcome to Wizard Sleeve. We're back.
Have we started?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It's the year 2018. As always, my name's Lewis. At 12 o'clock, I've got Daz.
Hello!
It is 3 o'clock, he's got Steve.
Right.
And it is 12 o'clock, he's got John.
Hello!
Speaking
now, John's been through some changes.
It's been a while.
In the 10 months since we recorded last.
Mm.
The hormone plan's going very well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has had his testicles removed.
Yeah, he got them removed when he got married.
Yeah, well, they were gone long before that. But anyway, back on point. We're back!
We're back. I just want to bring up something about inhalers. Just before we... When I was in Magaluf with my dad's stag do.
Right.
He passed out and we got sick of him passing out, me and my uncle, so we got his inhaler.
Yeah.
And he was passed out naked, belly down, so he shoved it between his ass cracks, basically, up his ass.
Right.
And then took a photo, and then in the morning, he got up.
Used his inhaler.
Used an inhaler and showed him the pictures. He's sucking that juice.
So what was the lead up to him passing out naked?
Drink.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously, but I mean, like, where was it? Like, just in the apartment, in the hotel or something?
No, he'd always pass out before he even got back. First night, I saw him being dragged back to the hotel by two of his friends. The big piss stain on his shorts.
Fuck it, you know.
So, yeah, so
that's a beautiful way to start that, like.
Fuck me, dad, that. I remember he was on one of them horses, the bucking competition things, and this mankini on his balls.
Hang on, your dad had a mankini on?
Yeah, his balls were everywhere.
Oh my god.
It's on YouTube. It's this bright green mankini.
I'm not going to look for that.
I think if you search something like Wayne Murphy, Magaluf, Stag Do, something like that, mankini, a variation of those words, you'll find it. And some guy went, who the fuck is that? I know, it's my dad. And he just turned around.
Just wondering how many people listening to this now will be searching for that.
Yeah.
Right now.
I hope they find it. One of them got taken off because it had too much bollocks in it. You're on YouTube, John.
Yeah. I'm singing along with Elbow.
Alright. Should I explain? It's not really John, it's...
Oh, is it not?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised too.
It's Amelia, my girlfriend, stepping in while John's late.
As always.
Mm. Where's he working now, do you know?
No. Some pub.
So, we're back. Let's not lose the momentum.
So, what have you been up to since April, when we recorded it last? Tell us everything.
Well, April 27th, I had a cheese sandwich.
Oh, good. What kind of cheese was it?
I think it was Red Laster.
Oh,
some
that's nice.
Sriracha.
Oh, I love it.
Mayo. Then I probably watched a bit of Monk. And had a wank.
Monk and a wank.
April 28th. Again, so.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Same. What kind of cheese?
Double Gloucester.
I'm just.
Was it man cheese?
I'm just baffled by the fact that he's having sriracha and mayonnaise on his cheese.
Yeah, why not?
You can get sriracha and mayonnaise anyway, mixed together already.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
You bunch of grim people.
I've gone back to university, so that's one big change. And it's. I don't know if I've talked about uni since. We've not done a pod since I've started uni.
No.
And it's full of Hmongs, my class. Like the Hmongiest Hmongs you've ever met.
Are you publicising this to your course?
I don't care. Some of them are alright, most of them are just Hmongs.
Right.
There's this one lad called Pete.
Right.
So his name's called Pete.
Right.
He's about 19, he's from Kersley.
Right.
He looks malnourished. He looks like a skull that someone's pritt-sticked his head and shoved a bit of hair on top. But honestly, it looks like a skull. He's that thin and pasty and it's like he's horrible. Just, oh god, I just hate them all.
Nice.
It's one of them. Like the tutor will like say something, like she'll say, "All right, we're gonna be doing some drawing. You know, go outside and do some drawing." And they'll be like, one of them will put their hand up and go, "So we'll be outside drawing." It's like, yes, fucking retard. And like she was telling us once,
Is this your tutor?
Melody, the tutor. She said, I want you to go outside. One of them was like, what if it's raining? And she had to explain, like, you know, use an umbrella, you know. She was basically saying, use your fucking brain.
Yeah.
One of them, this P guy, for example, went, there's a park near me. And she's like, nodding, like, yeah. And he goes, oh, the trees in that. Slam my head on the desk, I look, first day of that.
It's not as funny as the German girl and the girl who needs the
yeah, there's a dog. There's this girl, I can't remember which one it is, I can't remember her name, but she the first few days or whatever, she had a therapy dog in like a little cage with her because she has like anxiety.
A therapy dog?
Yeah. It's
what does that do?
Keeps you grounded.
You lick its ass when you're feeling a bit panicky. But yeah, Daz is right, apparently keeps you grounded.
Right.
But
no, I think she's, because obviously with Slice, I think she's been in touch with them about bringing, can I bring my dog down with me, because it keeps me grounded when I get panic attacks and everything. It's like, no,
yeah,
it's food, fuck off.
What kind of dog is it?
I don't know, it was really
great day.
It was in like
it's a Rottweiler.
The thirst for blood.
Pitbull terrier.
It was in like a little cat basket, like a little cage. It was really tiny. But on the other side of the class, there's this German girl who's allergic to dogs.
She's a bitch.
Right. Right.
John with his strong opinions there.
As soon as I got there, there was this horrible tension because she was like, oh, it's the dog making me sneeze.
So someone else's anxiety dog is causing other people anxiety.
Yeah.
That's what dogs do.
That's just perfect.
It's horrible.
Well, small dogs cause me anxiety. So if I needed an anxiety dog,
you need a big
I
one.
Couldn't have a small one because it'd cause more anxiety.
And what do you call it? Kerry's mum got bit by a fucking French bulldog. You know how little French bulldogs are. She's fucking terrified of little dogs now. And on the run-up to Christmas, there were a load of, like, slippers with French bulldogs on and one thing and another. And I wanted just to buy some. Just so I could see her face on Christmas Day when she opens them up.
Just dare,
but Kerry's like, no, you're not doing that. That's evil. That's evil.
On DVD.
And it's just like, no, it's just little dogs.
Oh.
Fucking French bulldog.
I don't trust
just
little
bitter.
Dogs.
They're shit anyway, aren't they? They're not a real dog.
It's not a real dog.
Apart from Chris's, that little thing that he keeps bringing
around.
No, it's not a dog. You might as
well have a lizard. There is a little dog that I want, and it's a corgi Alsatian cross.
Oh.
And it's the size of a corgi, but it looks like an Alsatian. And obviously, I'm a big fan of Alsatians. Pointless fact, while we're here just chatting shit, do you know that corgis are actually herding dogs?
I think I did read that.
Like,
corgis on the queen has?
Yeah. They used to herd cows. Yeah, because you've got.
It's all the corgis used to be. Imagine seeing that.
It's because they're little dogs, they're just vicious.
They stand on each other like a fucking totem pole.
But yeah, working dogs. It's a bizarre, bizarre thing. Kerry told me, and I'm like, shut up. And then she showed me videos of corgis herding cows.
So, do the Queen's dogs just like herd the royal family? Is that what they do?
She's probably got them because they're working dogs.
But they don't.
It's like a status thing, you know.
Makes her look more working class or something.
Yeah.
Like a,
it's looking more.
She's,
does, like
she's down with the. She's down with the.
It's her anxiety, like, Steve.
She's got 40 of them.
She's got a lot of anxiety. She's the fucking queen.
I'd be anxious if I was the queen.
I heard a story that when she dies, she just—it's down in writing that they're all just going to be shot because she don't want anyone to have
the
corgis. Yeah.
I thought you meant the royal family.
Yeah, I was talking about
that. That's entirely possible.
Just line them all up and shoot them. Right,
just
that's
just
it.
Bitter.
We are ending the royal family now.
Come on, Philip. Blacks. It's my impression of Prince Philip.
Yeah, we got that.
So that was a fucking joke. Back on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely.
It's like we never left.
No, she did too here. So I think we should go into the first segment. I've not got the jingle on this computer yet.
It's fine.
So we have to just sing it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Teasers and trailers, Michael Bay's failures. We never asked for this. Hit our shit.
Bing! It's really. Sorry. No, it was one of those things we discussed. We've got to stop talking over each other. Because sometimes when you're listening to the pod, because I enjoy listening back to ourselves than fucking nearly crashing the car, because we get to some of the episodes, I think you know which ones, and I end up in tears. But I've had some feedback off people who listen, all four of them, and one of the big pieces of feedback is just to stop talking over each other.
Yeah, I think we get excited.
We do. And then we end up with two conversations going. I'll be talking to you, Steve, and Lou will be talking to John or whoever, and it'll just be... You just can't follow it.
No, it's the trouble with four people, isn't it?
Yeah. It used to be better when it were three.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll go home.
I'll leave now.
Shut up, John. Yeah, so first on the list... is what's it called?
Avenger.
Avenger. Because we get back into things, I just wanted to ask because the jingles just reminded me. What was the last thing that Michael Bay did? I've not seen him do any.
Did he not do the Transformers film?
Yeah.
Did he do the last one?
I think so. Yeah, I think he's like that's just all he does now.
Fucking hell. It's a grim life, isn't it?
No one cares about Michael Bay.
No, we might have to. I'm just thinking we might have to update the trail, jingle. At least Lewis will have to update the jingle.
Zack Snyder's failures.
Yeah,
and change it
definitely.
To Zack Snyder has become the new Michael Bay.
See, the last thing he directed was Transformers: The Last Night.
Oh, terrible! Absolutely terrible. And as our listeners will know, I've defended the Transformers movies in the past, but that one's just terrible.
You can only go so far.
He's you
can't. Producing the next the Bumblebee movie.
We're not talking about that. No. That does not need to be.
And The Purge, The Island, it's called.
I enjoyed the first Purge. I thought it was quite a novel idea.
We second one, sure. Luigi, Origin of Evil.
He directed that?
Apparently. Oh, no, sorry, he produced it.
Right.
That's just as bad, though, isn't it?
It's not a good
film. Worse, in a way.
It's not a good film.
Transformers Age of Extinction, then he directed 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, and then he did Last Night. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
Anyway, Avengers... What's it called? It's Infinity War.
Infinity War, yeah.
I was going to say Age of Ultron, then, but it's not.
It's not. It's been years.
Part 1?
Yeah.
Because I read that they're not calling it part one. They're just the is this the third Avengers film? I've read that they were going to do Infinity War Part 1 and Infinity War Part 2, but now they're just calling it Avengers 4.
Right, one. Fair enough.
So they've kind of ditched the Infinity War thing. And that's what I read. I don't know whether it's true.
I mean,
or
it
not.
I suppose it made more sense if they just lumped them both in and called it Infinity War.
Yeah.
People aren't mongs, to be fair. I mean, yeah, some of them are. Obviously, as Lewis has pointed out, most of them go to his uni, yeah. I think with something like The Avengers now, you could get away with just calling both films Infinity War and people would know that. Although then you get people complaining, well, I watched part two before I watched part one because I don't understand how things work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, maybe
they've come up with a different story. Maybe they're just like they kind of wrapped it up in this one, and they're just like, we can't really go anywhere after this. We'll just have to come up with something else.
But I thought there was weren't there supposed to be three Infinity War films?
I thought it was just two.
It might just be me just imagining things as happened.
So, anyway, it's this Avengers film has got everybody in it.
I'm not in it.
Are you not?
No.
I'm in it.
It was a rumor.
Bastard.
There was a rumour that Daredevil was going to be in it, but I think that's bullshit.
I think would they not have spaffed that already if he was in it? Because they don't hold anything back with trailers now. They show everything.
No, I don't think he's in it. I mean, it is the same universe, isn't it? The TV show Marvel.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think they're ever going to cross.
No.
What is this now? Phase 3?
Yeah, it's
Phase 3. Yeah,
yes, it will be, yeah.
And then 2019, it's still just untitled Avengers film.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So what's it about, Daz?
It's about the Infinity War. Thanos turns up. It's been leading up to this point for all the Marvel films. Basic plot line, if they stick with it, is there are things in the Marvel Universe called the Infinity Stones. They've turned up in Thor, Captain America, the Avengers, Age of Ultron, and basically, if you get all... Yeah, they're in Guardians. Yes. And if
you...
Hang on.
Is the one that was on the top of the globe?
No, it's just the knuckles. Just
knuckles, right, okay.
Yeah. It's just the knuckles, and basically it's like fire, wind, water, earth, heart. And then you get to summon Captain Planet. And he fights people who leave dog shit in bags hanging on trees, and there you go. There's the plot of the Avengers Infinity War for you. But no, getting back on point. Yeah, the stones, if you get them all together, because they have a lot of power individually, when you get them together, you have basically infinite power. You can change reality. In the comics, Thanos gets them all together because he's in love with Death. She doesn't want to have... Well... Obviously, Death's a concept, but he sees her as a female figure, falls in love with her, and to try to impress her, he gets all the Infinity Stones together and then wipes out half of the Marvel Universe. So everyone bands together to try and fight him, and everyone dies.
Right, okay.
And then they're not dead.
And then they're not dead?
Yeah, then they're not dead.
What do you mean?
Well, because if they were not dead, if they were dead, Marvel would have had no comics to produce because everyone was dead.
So how did they resurrect them?
Basically, I don't know. He has a cape and somebody pinches the glove off him and goes, everyone's back!
So that scene in The Mask where Milo's trying to get the keys.
Not the cheese! Not the cheese! The keys!
The Infinity Glove!
Yeah, pretty much. I'll be honest, it's been an absolute age. I can't remember, but it gets reversed. Because they go out to fight him, and that's the old premise of the trailer. Right. I'm saying, oh, you will fail. They go out to fight him, and they lose.
So, what do you think? How does the film look to you?
Epic. And I don't mean that in like, God, it looks awesome.
In like,
I mean, it just looks epic. Like,
epic as in,
it's just a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, too much shit going on.
Yeah. I really
I don't know how they're going to cram all those characters into a 2.5 hour film. Making any sense.
What they sort of did with the others was they sort of like put them in groups and then pick a lead one. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, what was the last one? What was it called? Not Winter Soldier, the one after that.
Civil War.
Is it Civil War?
Yeah. Captain America.
Civil War.
Yeah, which is basically...
It's an Avengers film.
And that was sort of like... Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like he's the main character and Iron Man's the main character, but they're all still there.
Yeah.
Not as prominent as the other ones. I think that's the only way to do it.
It's been the way all the way through, though. Iron Man and Captain America are the big money makers in the Marvel Universe anyway.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. You're not going to have an Avengers film just... revolving, you know, the Hulk. Well, yeah. Although I do like the Ant-Man film.
It is a nice little film,
and it's nice that it's not Hank Pym as Ant-Man.
The womanising.
I'm more thinking about wife beating.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the trailer-wise,
he's not Louis C.K., put it that way.
looking forward to it. I've enjoyed the Marvel films up to now.
What do you think, John? Think it looks good?
Yep.
In depth as always.
You're a really good impression of him, to be honest. Yeah. Just need to breathe heavier.
That's him snoring.
But yeah, I mean, it looks good. I don't know what's happened to Thanos. Because the Thanos in this, compared to the one that turns up in Guardians,
yeah, is
like Steve says, they've changed him, he's different.
He's got like grey skin in this.
He looks younger. They've digitally de-aged him.
Is it still, is it still, what's his name?
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin, yeah. Is it still him?
Yeah.
Do you think he looks a bit more like Josh Brolin?
No. I don't know.
I think he looks a bit more like Josh Brolin.
I don't know, man. I didn't really pay attention.
He's still... It's like the expression.
They probably do that.
I think they've done a capture thing. Yeah, I bet they've done a capture thing on him.
Mm. They probably will do, yeah.
Yeah.
But looking at the trailer, just going back to what you were saying, Lou, about the leads and everything, obviously Cap's going to be a big lead because they make a big thing about Black Panther saying get that man a shield and him coming out the shadows because obviously he's been in hiding in Wakanda since the end of Civil War.
Right.
Isn't he, because he changed into Nomad, he's going to be Nomad in this, is that right?
Right, in the comics, he becomes Nomad when he, it's entirely possible, he falls out with the American government. So they don't.
Been there.
They don't hunt him down like they were doing in Civil War, but he won't work for him anymore.
Right.
So then he just decides, I'm going to become Nomad. I'm not Captain America anymore because I don't recognise the flag sort of thing anymore. I don't know what it stands for. So he just goes off and does his own thing.
Maybe he should pick a different country.
Yeah, but I mean, there's
Captain
the whole
Russia.
There's the whole thing in the comics where he again loses respect for the flag and everything, and has a big moral crisis when he sees he finds out that the president's been up to something, and the president shoots himself in front of him, and all this. But I don't think that's going to be touched in Infinity War.
Well, didn't he turn to Hydra? He like became a Hydra guy, Captain Hydra, in the comics, didn't he?
I don't remember that. Captain Hydra?
Yeah. It was like a big thing last year.
I don't know. I've not read any comics for years.
In the comics, it's like it turns out that all the time he was a sleeper agent for Hydra.
I don't know. Like I said, it's one of those things because Infinity War is a proper 80s comic. It's along there with Secret Wars and whatnot. It's one of the old school stories.
I think the kind of the sort of deeper themes that maybe run through the comics, they're probably not going to tackle in the film because,
well, they're not going to do it. Like you were all saying, it's two films. You've got this massive overarching thing going on that when it was dealt with in the comics, it had its own set of comics, the Infinity War comics, but every Marvel franchise also was involved in it. So Captain America, you had the story running through that. Iron Man, you had the story running through that. It was one of those. But no, like I said, I like the look of the trailer. I like the fact that Spider-Man's in it.
Yeah,
that's a massive thing now, Spider-Man being back in the Marvel Universe. Because Sony... I hope the rumours are true and they're just stopping making films.
Well, Disney have bought everything, haven't they? Disney have bought
them. They just own everything now.
Have they bought Sony?
Yep.
They have.
Which means X-Men will be transferring to the MCU.
It's about
Sony
time.
They've bought.
Oh, no, they've bought Fox, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've bought 20th Century
but
Fox.
Which
is X-Men.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man's Sony Pictures.
Mm. Well, they bought the rights to Spider-Man. I don't know if they bought... They've not bought Sony.
Right.
But they've bought Fox.
Yeah, another bought Fox.
Which means... Yeah, which means that then, like, they can now have the X-Men.
Yeah.
Well, that's about time. I mean, it's one of those things. When you've got pretty much infinite amounts of money, you can do whatever the fucking hell you want.
And the thing is, it's kind of like... it's kind of like it'll rejuvenate the MCU because I feel like they're running it. It's running its course now. The MCU. It's got to this point now where they've got this film with all these different characters in. Where can they go after that? They're going to have to start bringing new characters in, and it's either go for the more random, obscure characters, which might not be as successful, or they do you know, they start, they're now able to do the X-Men, which will rejuvenate the whole universe, won't it?
See, I'm not... You're saying about the smaller characters. I think they could probably get away... some of the smaller, better characters. I think they could probably get away with it now because it's more well-known over the past few years and everything. And then you've got the Netflix stuff.
Yeah. I think they still need those famous characters, though. Like, you know, like, because, I mean, Iron Man, he's, you know, I mean, Robert Downey Jr.'s like...
He's going to be really hard to replace, though, as Tony Stark.
Well, that's what I mean. If they kill off Iron Man eventually, because Downey Jr.'s, he's going to be 60. You know
I thought the Infinity Wars was the last he was playing Iron Man.
Yeah, but that's when once he's gone, and then obviously Captain America will go, thingy Chris Hemsworth's not going to do Thor forever. So they're going to need...
He's got to go back and do Ghostbusters 2.
If they...
What was a gun to my head, by the way?
We're back!
We're in the shit.
Yeah, I think... No, it's fine doing, like, obscure characters, because they did Ant-Man, which... I mean, Ant-Man probably wasn't, like, a massively well-known character, but they made a success out of that, but that was still propped up by... the Captain America film, and you know, like, you know, they're still able to prop the little characters up by the big characters, but with the big characters gone, they're going to need a new raft of big characters.
Right, okay.
So they're going to have to go down the X-Men route, aren't they?
All right.
Yeah, but again, you're saying that they'll just recast them.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Like you say, though, it'd be tough to recast Iron Man.
I mean,
Captain America. I think
I like Chris Evans as Captain America.
He's good, but I mean, I don't think they'll have as much of a problem of recasting him because anybody can play that role. Whereas Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark.
He's
in real life. He's Tony Stark.
Well, that's the thing, because he's had problems with alcohol and one thing and another over his life, and obviously Tony Stark doesn't.
He can just do it more convincingly. Yeah. He can do that the way he is. He can play that character.
Mm. The smarmy cunt.
Smarmy cunt.
Check out Mass Wave.
But yeah, actually, going back to the thing, but again, I like the fact that there's going to be mass battles in it and everything, and because they've set everything up, unlike the DC universe, where obviously they've just gone straight pretty much to the Justice League and the big mashups as opposed to setting the universe up properly.
They've done it wrong.
Yeah. But they've done it that way, so they can't. Oh, we'll do it backwards, so that we're different, but we're not.
Someone's gonna die in this movie.
Everyone's gonna die in this movie. Sorry. That's how it'll end. It'll end with everyone dying.
I hope so.
And then at the beginning of the next movie, I don't know. I can't remember. Some ants will pinch it off Thanos while he's having a poo or something. You know, he's took it off so he can wipe his ass. You don't want shit on your nice shiny gauntlet, so you take it off, don't you?
Yeah.
And then some ants come in, pinch it, and then everyone's back. It's fine.
You know, use the glove to clean his ass.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you could, but I mean, you know, the satisfaction of having a good old wipe.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
Infinity wank.
It's so sad when you're wiping because it's over. I like putting.
You like to savour it.
Yeah, sit there for ages.
Fucking hell. I had one the other day, like 1.2 kilo. I weighed myself at work because I've got to go on a treadmill, I've got to be under a certain weight, so I'm keeping an eye on my weight. So I weighed myself one day and I thought, fucking hell, I've put on weight there. Oh, great deal. Weighed myself day after having this massive shit. I was 1.2 kilos lighter. And it's like, that's a lot losing a day. It must have been that poo.
Okay.
Oh, are you?
Did you crack the seat?
Well, no, it was just massive. It just fucking curled round in the bowl. What do you call it as well? It was just one.
Oh,
it was just fucking huge. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fucking, what do you make it? Robberous. It was eating its own tail.
It went in your mouth and just carried on forever.
Oh, that's a fucking version of hell you don't want to get into, innit?
No, some call it hell. Right, Daz.
So, speaking of shits, it's our shit.
I think it'll be a hit. I'm looking forward to it. I've enjoyed Apart from the last Fantastic Four movie, I've enjoyed pretty much all the Marvel movies that they've pumped out.
Yeah.
Well, some of the fucking thingy ones. The X-Men ones are a bit guff, but...
Yeah.
We'll leave that to one side.
John, hit or shit?
Hit.
I do think it's going to be a hit, Stephen.
I think it, well, it goes without saying, doesn't it, really? Yeah. It's like... the most anticipated movie of the year.
I won't go that far.
That's what I've been saying about it.
I'm looking more forward to Ready Player One.
We'll get to that.
We will get to that.
So that's Avengers with a big old Infinity hit.
Yeah. But will it be a financial hit?
Oh, it'll be a financial hit. You can guarantee that. Yeah. You can guarantee that.
So what's next on the board?
I forgot the mics there.
The commuter.
Liam Neeson. No.
Going from one extreme to the other.
Stay. How do you feel about Liam Neeson being an action star in his late 50s?
I don't know, it's just...
27.
It's so weird, because he spent all his life playing, like... IRA guys and stuff like that.
He's 65.
He's 65?
Fuck me. Fuck What's you. He doing punching trains?
Punching trains? That's all it is, the film.
That's all it is.
Just him stood on a track punching trains.
Bruce Willis is older, I think.
Yeah, and he's in Death Wish and he's like...
Roger McCallett.
Yeah, he was in it. Yeah, he's like an old guy, isn't he? He's like an old, unassuming guy.
He's younger, 62, old Bruce. Bruising
those beasts. To be fair, the commute does make you want to kill people, so...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did like Taken. I thought it was a bit different because he did seem like a kind of... He was a middle-aged guy and he was kind of...
Yeah, I like Taken.
And he had something about him because, like, you get the sense that he used to be absolutely nails when he was younger.
Yeah, that's the whole thing with it, isn't it? I mean, and then you got Taken 2. And then Taken 3, and then Taken the TV show, which doesn't have Liam Neeson in, but does show how he gets his certain set of skills.
Right. And then they did one where he's on a plane, where it's the same kind of thing, where he's kicking the shit out of people on a plane.
And then you've got the grey, where he's punching wolves.
Yeah. 10 years ago, Taken. So he was only 52 then.
Oh, well.
It's been tricky.
But again, Steve's point does make sense with that, because you do get... Yeah. That does come across, doesn't it?
If it had been a young guy doing it, it'd been different, but because he's an older guy, there's more traction with what he's doing.
Mm.
But that seemed to give Hollywood a kind of an excuse then to put him in every fucking action film they were making, as long as it involves him kicking people in the dick.
No, punching people in the dick.
Oh, yeah, punching people in the dick. Punching wolves in the dick.
Yeah. See, we're saying that. I don't think it's one of those things. I was so disappointed because I expected a big punch up with the wolves at the end of the grey because he's strapping them fucking little miniature bottles to his hand.
Well, you don't see it, though, do you? I mean,
and then
must have
the wolf comes and then he's and then it cuts to black. It's like fuck off with that.
Well, there's a scene at the I think it's post credit scene.
Is there?
There's a post credit scene where it's where it's him and the wolf both lying next to each other, kind of dead.
Cigarette.
Right, well, that's the old part of the film, though, isn't it? It's like fucking purgatory and the wolves are taking people off to either
heaven
or
hell.
And... Never seen it.
It's pretty... It's alright.
It's quite good, eh? The Grey. It's good. It's like him... Did they crash a plane or something?
Well, they don't crash a plane. They're on a plane that crashes.
He's on a plane that crashes.
Yeah.
The wolves fly the plane.
No.
Yeah, why not?
That'd be ace. And they're in like a kind of mountainous, snowy area, and they basically get stalked by a pack of wolves and they just get picked off one by one. But it's a decent film, I thought.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's a wolf hunter, isn't he? Because they're
convenient.
It's not an oil rig, but it's like oil drilling in the Antarctic or somewhere like that, and he's employed to shoot the wolves that are.
Yeah, he just knows everything about wolves.
Yeah.
Like, they sat around a campfire, and you can hear them howling. They can hear this one wolf howling. They're like, holy fuck, what's that? And he's like...
That's a wolf.
He's like, that's a wolf. That's the beta wolf. And they're like, if that's the beta wolf, what's the alpha wolf? And then you hear this... He's like, that's the alpha.
Glug, glug, glug.
But, yeah...
Is he Irish?
I was going to ask that.
Hey?
He's Irish.
Yeah, he's Irish, yeah.
With a name like Liam Neeson, fucking hell. Come on, be it.
Well, he's from Afghanistan.
You could have told that off Steve's terrible Irish accent.
He's fucking.
That was Liam Neeson's accent.
That's exactly how Liam Neeson's
father Ted accent.
That's it, he's not got an Irish accent.
All right then.
Liam
accent. Yeah. It's the biggest Wix in Ireland, don't you know?
I read that somewhere.
I'm a racist now, Liam.
We'll have to mention the foreigner at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, so the commuter, I couldn't really kind of... I wasn't really paying attention to the trailer, so it looked like a woman sees him on a train. She's a stranger, and she offers him an ultimatum.
It's one of my wife movies, isn't it? I was saying to you, this to you before, like, what's that? There's a film where someone says, like, if you do these things, I'll give you money. If you do any more... It's like, it's not really a story. It's more of an idea or a concept.
Yeah, it's like, do this for us, or we'll kill your family, kind of thing. You've got until the next station to decide.
She's also offering him money.
Yeah, because he's in financial disarray or whatever. It's like an extended Twilight Zone idea.
Yeah.
Is what I see it. It looks terrible.
Yeah, it does.
I just don't like his face at all. He just looks like he's got that kind of concerned, kind of worry, kind of stressed out look all the way through the trailer. It's just like, that's going to be exhausting if he's like that all the way through it.
The toilet door doesn't lock.
Oh, Jesus.
He really says that the train didn't look very full as well, so it's not really...
Also doesn't look very real.
Yeah, the train's like, it's like really crappy, like kind of blue screen, like through the windows.
Because if he was a commuter, the train would actually be full because...
Yeah, it'd be packed.
Yeah.
Depends where you are. Maybe there's only like three people living in the city.
Although, yeah, I mean, in America, they don't really have it like it's over here, you know, like in the morning when you're getting...
You know, I watched a... it popped up on my Facebook feed. I watched a video of... I'm not sure where it was, but the train is designed for so many people, and they have like 14,000 people on this train, and it's just basically people hanging out the doors and just other people forcing them in. It's like when you see the Japanese train conductors and they're just shoving people on the train. That's what it should have been.
Well, they should have set it in England, where the commute is actually really harrowing every morning. Or maybe on the Metrolink or something.
On the Metrolink.
Or in India, where they're all sat on the roof.
Yeah. Waiting for the Metrolink to turn up. Having the little... We'll be here in 1 minute, and you've been stuck there for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
just the anger building inside you.
That'd be more realistic, I think.
The Metrolink.
This train has been delayed.
Just call it.
You'll have to get the bus home.
There is a replacement bus service.
If it's not that you change.
That's the sequel, replacement bus service.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The Mong bus. Oh, fucking, I was on the Mong bus the other week. Jesus Christ. Oh, it's just the worst. Like, Saturday night, like, 12 o'clock.
It's just... Night bus.
I was... I'd had a couple of drinks, but I was reasonably sober, but there was just
if
these...
If you're not
like,
fucking battered on that bus, then you're sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not having the time of your life on the night bus, you're sober.
But there was like these three women on it. It must have been like a Christmas do or something. These like three kind of like they looked like they worked in HR or something like that. You know, like, you know, 364 days of the year they're completely normal, like just normal women. But this night they were absolutely fucked. And there was this one woman. She was like, we were waiting for the bus to leave, and she was like, "Can I smoke on here?" And they're like, "No, Pamela, you can't smoke on here." She was like, "I'm going to get off the bus." And they were like, "Well, they're going to leave in a minute." And she, as she's lighting a cig as she's leaving the bus, she's like, "I don't give a fuck." And she got off and had a cig. And then she just got and she just didn't shut up for the entire... Just talking absolute shite for the entire journey. I'm just sat there thinking, oh, fuck. I just want the bus to crash.
Anyway, so the commuter. I think it'll be shit. It looks shit.
I think our ideas of a remake of the film sound better.
Yeah, the sequel's already better.
Yeah.
What's she called, the lady, at the beginning? The woman?
Dunno.
Janice.
Mm, she's a famous
The one that's in Bates Motel.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah. Never mind.
Is he called Kane?
Never mind. I thought it was her from Ghostbusters, but yeah, it's her from Bates Motel.
Oh, it, no, it's not her.
She's in Kirsten it, though. Dunst,
is she?
Yeah.
In what?
She even looks like Mrs. Bates.
Hang on, hang on. Are we talking about two different things here?
Yes.
No.
What? I'm really confused now.
I don't know what Millie's on about.
But we're still talking about the commuter, aren't we?
Yeah.
That blonde woman, Norman Bates' mum, is in that film. And she was...
But she's not in Ghostbusters, is what Daz is saying.
Oh, right, no.
Can't remember what she's called.
Cleared.
Oh, she's in fucking Ocean's 8, though, but we're not talking about that because it looks shit.
Yeah. What's the next film that's going to get the old women treatment? Because they did Ghostbusters, now they've done
The A-Team. Thing.
Goodfellas.
It'll be a reboot of a reboot.
Goodfellas. Good lasses.
Good ladies. Oh, no, you can't.
Good ladies.
Reservoir Bitches.
Yeah, there are a lot of like men-only films, aren't there? Really.
Name three.
Ghostbusters.
It's been Ocean's done.
11.
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs.
Name another three.
They.
Name seven.
Oh, Saved by the Bell.
Blues Brothers.
Seven. There's another one.
Yeah, but when you say all male films, Reservoir Dogs, I can say because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters, female characters in it. Dana Barrett, Sigourney Weaver. She's a very strong female character because basically Bill Murray's trying to get her pants and she's just like, fuck off. So, yeah, fair enough, she turns into a dog, but I mean, it's happened to us all. We're not getting onto that. We did an entire episode.
Really?
You brought your wine?
Oh, cheers! Dead job. I'll just go sit behind the TV now and drink this
tea. Pinch a beverage off someone.
Yeah.
Am I interrupting something, mate?
Yeah.
Very lively, isn't it?
I've had a really good day, mate.
Oh, yeah. Do you get stuck in the lift?
I had a funeral at work with loads of monks. I ripped them all off.
Alright, well, wait till you sat there and. Are you going to go sit in there and drink wine?
Why?
No.
I'm staying here and chat.
Alright, we're staying here.
I'll just move up.
Steve's got another. In fact, there's chairs in there, I think. Uh-huh. I'm going to leave this rolling because this is what the fans fucking love.
Yeah, professionalism.
Oh, dead
job. This is what we talked about. That we need to stop.
John, you bad man. Excuse me.
You'll think he smoked it. It's fine.
It's an arrow, but...
I'll get
another chair. Are you getting
kicked
out? What's going on? Am I sitting there? Yeah.
I'm not getting kicked out. I'm
going to
come back in just with a different chair.
I'll move this. It's a
guffaw.
What a
chance.
We're in the middle
of hit a shit, but... what
are we talking
John's
about?
John's here. We're talking about
the commuter.
Look at the board.
We've commuter. I don't think I've seen that, so I'll just pretend I have.
It's basically a Liam Neeson film where he's punching people in the dick. Yeah.
On the train.
Yeah, on the train. Yeah.
With woman out of.
Oh, we've been through this.
Yeah. The blonde one.
Yeah,
Bates Motel apparently.
Apparently.
Oh, and what do you call it? Out of Breaking Bad.
She's in the.
Oh, it's also got the black guy out of Star Trek Discovery in it. Clem Fandango.
She's in the Clundering movies.
Clundering.
That's a slip, isn't it?
I won't be surprised if that parody doesn't exist.
Is that the title of this episode?
The Clundering.
What's going on?
He's just named this episode.
The Clundering.
Yeah. So, John's back. I decided not to work for you.
No, that's fine.
How's John for a
good.
Bit?
I'm good.
Yeah. All good.
So, let's draw a line on the commuter.
It looks like every Liam Neeson film ever.
Yeah.
I suppose you've already said that, though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Do you reckon Hollywood have a lot of scripts in a box that this is Liam Neeson?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
No, they just have one.
Yeah, just one. They changed the vehicle that he's on.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've just got like a roulette machine. They just spin round and they're, yeah, he's on a train.
Thing is, on now, with his advancing age, he could do one on like a cruise ship, like a saga cruise ship.
Well, no, it'd be
more like a club med size, Randy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Sal, we were doing really well.
They could do Love Boat, the action movie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no, what I was going to say is, because you could do that cruise with stars. And it'd be a Liam Neeson cruise with Liam Neeson.
Where he's playing himself.
He plays himself, but he just wanders about punching everyone in the dick. And that's the big draw to the ship. You just get punched in the dick by Liam Neeson.
Well, you can just start a fight with him.
Yeah.
Or kidnap a member of his family.
Yeah.
Anyway, shit.
Yeah.
I think that's unanimous.
Unanimous, yeah. Unanimous shit.
Unfortunately, you did miss Infinity War.
Oh, it's played for best, isn't it?
Obviously, we all said shit.
Yeah.
So what's next, Steve?
Ready Player One.
Right.
I've seen the trailer for this.
I have. Right.
Yeah.
Good.
Done me research.
Well, we watched the extended one just before we started. Because we... Yes, because we've already seen the shorter one earlier in the evening when we watched like an hour and a half's worth of trailers just because they were streaming. But we decided to watch the extended one. We're more in. That actually explains the plot. Because I've not read the book.
Like it had a plot.
No, and for anybody who doesn't... who hasn't seen the trailer or doesn't know, the plot is there's this... It's 2045. There's this big virtual reality world... that everyone goes in because the real world's shit.
You'll be 62.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be 64.
64.
Don't know how Steel be. And yeah, the guy who created it dies, so he sends out a video to everyone saying, I've left an Easter egg in there. Whoever finds it first gets, is it $500 billion and complete control of the Oasis, which is the virtual reality world. Right. So then the main protagonist has got the highest number of points. He's the closest to finding it, so everyone else goes after him, and it's this big pop culture thing. It's right up my street. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm really surprised I didn't know about this until the trailer popped up.
Did you
know? No, I didn't have a fucking clue. Because I'd have been all over this.
Because of the Spielberg involvement. That was the only reason.
Well, no, I meant the book. Because the book's been around for years, hasn't it?
What is the book?
It's the book Ready Player One.
No, because there's another series of books that's similar, isn't there, where a company creates a virtual reality world. And
we'll go with yes.
Yeah. I can't remember what they're called. Someone was telling me about it the other day.
Fair enough.
So I didn't know that it was something. Like
that. Well, no, I'm just saying it's one of those things because I want to read the book. I don't know which way around to do it, but I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks, and Ready Player One popped up on recommendation list until I found out it was read by Will Wheaton. So I listened to a sample and I thought I can't listen to 18 hours of this. I've not gotten anything against him. Per se, it's just I can't listen to him for 18 hours reading a book.
I'd
just rather read it myself.
Yeah.
Out loud while I'm driving.
You're going to record it and then play it back to yourself.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
He's making a brew and having a shit.
No, just carry on. Just carry on. Act all surprised with the plot and everything while I'm driving a car. Oh, fucking hell, that's exciting, isn't it? I didn't see that coming.
How old's the book?
A couple of years.
All right.
I mean, it's been around for, you know, long enough that it's something I feel I should have known about, but...
Right.
I think I vaguely remember seeing it.
So the stuff in the books.
Yeah. Oh, very much so. I mean, the film looks like it ramps up the... Because it's all about pop culture, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it ramped... Because, obviously, he says that he wants to have been born in the 80s. So, I imagine a lot of the book stuff is, like, 80s and early 90s, you know, 90s pop culture.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. But obviously it ramps up the pop culture references a lot, because especially in the extended one where there's Tracer out of Overwatch. One thing, you know, recent pop culture stuff. Yeah.
So, because I can't even fucking remember the trailer. It's like,
it's got Russian.
Well, he drives a DeLorean.
Yeah.
Well, he drives the DeLorean. Say,
there's like film stuff and video games.
Yeah, the Iron Giant's in it. Freddy Krueger pops up.
All right.
There's a bit where I think we saw Chucky.
Deadpool's in it.
There's the bloody hell, Tetsuro's bike from Akira.
What really annoyed me was in the trailer when he said that there's an Easter egg hidden in it, and it showed you the Easter egg, and it's a literal Easter egg. Like, it would have been better if it was something like
that. Could be a MacGuffin. Because it also shows the somebody at the end of the trailer, both trailers, it shows somebody putting a key into something. So whether or not that's just a big MacGuffin, and maybe that's what everyone's going after.
Maybe the key's inside the Easter egg.
Do you want to explain what a MacGuffin is, Steve?
Yeah, MacGuffin is it's a device used in a film where that drives the story forward.
One of the best.
So the Holy Grail is a MacGuffin. The Ark is a MacGuffin.
One of the best ones is the Missile Wars, the briefcase in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, that's MacGuffin. Yeah, it's just a little, it's an object usually that just drives the story forward.
Well, if it is an actual Easter egg,
I wonder how much it's cost to have all these things. Like, because I obviously, is it a Fox thing? Is it 20th Century
Warner
Fox?
Brothers, isn't it?
Is it
Amblin?
Amblin.
Yeah, because it's got it's got the.
But if it's released by Sony, maybe. Then they probably own all the rights.
By 20th Century Fox.
Does it matter? It's one of those.
I would have thought that they'll all be. I would have thought that
Amblin,
Village Roadshow.
I'd have thought that it would be all property that's owned already by the film company.
I bet Spielberg's just turned up at people's offices and gone, go on.
I want Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, go on, he's not doing anything, it's fine.
Well, saying that, Warner Brothers probably own a lot of smaller companies that are associated.
Oh, yeah.
Because like New Line Cinema, Freddy, wasn't it?
Mm.
Like insurance companies.
Mm. Oh, yeah, like insurance companies.
I'm not convinced by it.
No.
This film?
Mm.
No, I'm not either.
I think it's too much.
I think, I don't know, I just.
I think it's going to bore me.
I
think I'm going to enjoy the setup, and then I'm just going to get bored.
I think
stuff.
It's going to be a film. I think basically it's going to be you're going to spend the entire film watching out for.
Where's Wally?
Looking. It's like, oh look, there's such a body. There's such a body. There's such a thing that you know. And I don't know whether that'll be sort of conducive to a good film.
No.
I don't know.
I think that'll just be on the sideline sort of thing.
Yeah.
The story's going on, and then you're noticing things. Because, I mean, I know they're classed as Easter eggs and whatnot, and one thing or another, but that's one of the things that makes films worth re-watching. Because you notice more.
I mean, I've got faith in Spielberg.
Have you?
I think,
I have got to mention one thing that annoys me, is how they title Spielberg in that.
Oh, what is cinematic game changer.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg, yeah.
What?
Yeah, from cinematic game changer.
That's how it comes up.
You know, I mean,
like,
to be fair, he kind of is, but you don't put it on the fucking trailer.
He was, I would say.
Well, he was, yeah. Up until.
I think they're selling.
Probably Saving Private Ryan was his last one.
I think he'll have that on his.
Kind of changed things.
Well, then it's like they're selling the film just based on the fact that Steven Spielberg is directing it, and that's it.
That's almost a pop culture reference in itself.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? It's like. Shirts. I just feel like it's got the potential to kind of eat itself.
It probably does a lot of that, though. It probably does kind of mock itself in a way.
No, I know that.
The trailer didn't excite me, to be fair. But. And like, it might be one of them where I watch it and there's more to it than the trailer gives away. The trailer's just like a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It just seems like eye candy to me.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But that's how a lot of trailers are.
Well, all trailers are. All trailers follow the same format now, don't they? They all do. So, I don't know, it hasn't grabbed me yet. I probably will watch it, and I have a lot of faith in Spielberg, like you say. He doesn't do...
He never makes a shit film.
No.
But I think a lot of his later films...
It seems like a weird thing for him to do, though.
Yeah, it does a bit.
The most kind of modern...
Yeah. It seems like maybe... I feel like maybe Spielberg is too old to make this film.
Mm.
Like, he's probably transcended making this type of film now.
Yeah, if it was the late 80s, then he'd probably get away with it.
But I don't know whether he might be a little bit out of touch maybe now to do something where he's cramming in, like, the DeLorean.
Who's wrote it?
Freddy Krueger.
Is it to do with the guy who wrote the book?
I've got no idea who wrote it. I know the book's very well reviewed.
He probably wouldn't have been brought on board if it wasn't for the fact that the kid states that he wishes he was born in the 80s and stuff. So, if it hadn't anything...
Yeah, I mean, Spielberg was, like, the 80s when it came to, like, big films, where he was, like, synonymous with, like, the 80s, isn't he?
Well, if it wasn't anything to do with what Spielberg was interested in anyway, he probably wouldn't be directing it.
No.
Yeah.
I do like to think, though, that on his crew jacket, just on the back of it, he just had a cinematic game changer.
Football
jersey. Yeah. He insisted on being called that.
Everyone had to call him.
He was like, you've got to put this.
Mr. Spielberg.
I want this on the back of my jacket.
Excuse me, Mr. Cinematic Game Changer. Here's your coffee.
Well, it's one of those things. It's like when when he turns up at the beginning of... Which Austin Powers film is it where he turns up at the beginning?
It's the second one.
And there's a big music number.
It's Goldmember, isn't it?
This isn't right and everything. Yeah. And he goes, my little friend disagrees, sort of thing. And I don't know, I'm looking forward to it. Fuck you all.
Same, that's
cool. It's alright, well, me and you all go.
I'm not saying it looks shit, I'm just saying it doesn't excite me. It just looks like...
It's not with paper.
I think it looks boring. It just looks like a magazine on screen.
It looks like, dare I say, a Michael Bay film, or of that ilk, that kind of just stuff on screen.
It looks like it's like a shameless kind of, like, throwing everything at you.
Yeah, it's like limited plot, lots of visuals.
Yeah.
That's what I see it as in the trailer, but like I said, trailers can be deceiving, can't they?
So. This is it. I mean, it might be, you know, it might be really dark, kind of contemplative.
No, I'm interested in it. I'm just the trailer for me doesn't.
I agree with what you guys are saying of it looks, but that's sort of like the charm for me.
Mm.
It looks like a big stupid.
Well, yeah, I was going to say I want to sit there and see what I can see.
Big dumb.
You know, see what I can spot as things being quite into my pop culture.
How that all plays into the storytelling.
Mm. Well, I love complaining, so I might just watch it just to complain about it. Like, I go to bad restaurants just to complain about it.
I've just got loads of cameos from stupid things, isn't
it? Mario's in it.
You're Sammy, you're Mario! And he gets shot.
And he gets blasted all the way by like... Yeah.
Optimus Prime's coming on his
dog. Deadpool chops his deck off.
Rapes him.
Mario getting raped by Deadpool.
Something to see.
Yeah, that's something you can spot.
I'll keep my eye out.
Just in background.
Why? Miami!
You're a scumbag. Right.
Well, we're still on. We're Player One, Ready Player One, aren't we? So we might as well go around, because I think he'll be a hit.
It does. I lost you, Miller, because you did the other one. So hit or shit.
Shit.
I'm on the fence, mate.
Oh God! Here we go.
Right, the shit.
You know how this works. You not
shit,
stay.
Shit.
Stay.
I always say one or the other, but I always give a reason why.
Yeah, but I'll probably end up eating my words. I'll probably end up watching it and enjoying it like I did with that last Terminator film.
Right.
It was like a bag of balls, but I actually enjoyed watching it.
Genesis.
Yeah, it was shit.
Oh,
it?
Yeah.
It was shit.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know where you're coming from with that.
To be fair, if Will Smith was in it, I'd probably enjoy it.
He might be.
He might be, you never know.
I'm going to have to watch
which
it.
Character?
Fucking Fresh Day. Not Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince, yeah.
That'd be brilliant. Jazzy Jeff getting thrown out.
I want the cast from Saved by the Bell to turn up and stuff. The cast from Saved by the Bell to turn up.
Well, in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he used to get thrown out, didn't he? With his mate.
Yeah.
That might happen.
Yeah, Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff. That would make it for me if they were in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd be a hit.
I'm going to say hit. Because I wanted to tell this earlier. I want to see it at the cinema because of the score. Do you know when the it's awesome. It's truly awesome sounding that.
Yeah.
And I want to be in the cinema. Like, I want to feel the hairs in my neck, ejaculate down my back.
Yeah, I'm gonna say shit because I just think it's like I don't know. It just feels like it's kind of pandering a bit to an audience of fanboys
and hipsters.
Well, I guess that's a shit.
That's why Lou likes it.
Too fat for
the
hips.
Doesn't tell you try it squeezing your jeans.
You should get ones that come up to your waist. They're the good ones. They pack everything in.
What, lady jeans?
Yes, yeah, so you don't muffin top.
High-waisted mum jeans.
Anti-muffin top.
Lou, when we go and watch Ready Player One, get yourself some of them jeans.
Some mum jeans.
Get some mum jeans.
Not tops anymore because of the high waist.
Right.
Mum jeans and a Freddy Krueger jumper.
Yeah, alright.
And a Deadpool mask.
And a Mario toy.
And the end of your dick.
It already looks like one of these fucking toadstools. Anyway, shall we get on? I don't know where we're going after this because we discussed it and then thought, well, we'll just balls it.
Have you done the list?
This is the list from last time.
All right,
we can go through it because
this is the list from.
Right.
That we wrote at the end of 2016.
Yeah,
and we've done some of them.
I couldn't figure out when it was from.
Oh, so you've been through this already?
No. The last time we podded.
Oh yeah.
We've done some because they've got some ticks next to them.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
But I don't remember podding after we went. You know, after we went watching Power Rangers.
I don't think. I think we got basically. It looks to me like we did January, February, March.
Yeah.
So we're on to April.
What's on the list?
2017.
Okay, so
bit of a rundown.
There's two
of 2017.
So if you've seen it, comment on it. Fast and Furious 8.
No.
We said shit for that. It probably was shit. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. We said hit for that. I really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't as good as the first one, I don't think.
I don't know.
Still up there. I enjoyed it, but again, yeah, I agree with you. Don't think it was as good.
Of course, I cried.
I thought the ending was really touching.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Really touching.
It made it when I got home, and obviously as everyone does now, started looking at the trivia and everything. It made more sense to find out that obviously Stallone and one thing and another and Yondu were the original Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That's why it put them all in, sort of thing. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a very touching moment anyway, but it just gave a bit more to the end of the film.
I think I actually preferred the songs they used in the second one as well.
I didn't. I thought the soundtrack was a lot worse.
I thought...
not worse as such, but
not as good.
Not as good. Some of the comedy was a bit...
I thought it was laboured. I thought it was a bit... ill-timed, some of the comedy.
It didn't
work.
There's one thing that just instantly pops in my head is the tape. The bit where they're looking for some tape in the middle of a battle.
Because
Groot wants to press the button constantly.
Yeah.
And then, have you got any tape? Have you got any tape? And it just goes on.
Yeah, they dragged it
and on.
They also dragged out the scene where where Star-Lord and is it Yondu in that cell, that prison cell, and they're trying to get Groot to get the headpiece for Yondu.
Yeah, that
and he comes back about 20 times with something different. Yeah. It's like the first two times was funny, you know, but then he keeps going back. Keeps coming back with some other random piece of shit.
It's like a Family Guy joke.
It's like, yeah. Just did that drag.
No, the Infinity Gauntlet.
Some of the gags dragged on for a long time.
Yeah, there you go. Groot might go and get the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah?
That might be, they might just rehash that joke.
Maybe.
You might be bigger than a sapling.
Anyway, what's next?
May.
Baywatch in May.
I watched that.
Alright.
I've still not seen it. I still want to see it.
It's alright.
Yeah.
We said hit here.
I laughed. But right. It weren't great, but it's alright.
Well, we knew it is what it is, it
just looked
still
like
rocking it. I like the rock.
We knew it was going to be a bit naff, but we said hit for those reasons.
Yeah.
Alien Covenant, we said hit.
I've watched the first 20-25 minutes of it twice.
Yeah.
I just turned it off.
Just,
every time
it just wasn't. It was. I thought it was better than Prometheus.
Did you?
I did. Yeah. I didn't like Prometheus.
I prefer Prometheus to be.
I thought Prometheus had it
because
had
it's different.
Prometheus had its moments, but I just hated all the.
You're constantly waiting for that. Ooh, what's going on?
Yeah, there's a sense of discovery and stuff.
But in Covenant, it was just dull and boring.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, I like the bits with
boringly shot. Boring.
Actually, yeah. No, maybe I'll take that.
I don't know, David. Obviously, Michael Fassbender.
I didn't get far enough in it.
He's the best. So. He's the best thing in the film. If you get to the bit with the planet and he turns up, I mean, it's everything that happens in the film's telegraphed to fuck. Yeah. You know exactly what's going to happen and whatnot.
One thing as well,
he's really
What I hate about what films do now is they try to explain everything.
Yeah,
and basically Covenant explains in great detail how the aliens were created.
There's no point.
Right.
And that...
Oh, yeah.
That strips it from its mystery.
It's him.
Right, well, I'm probably never going to watch it then, because...
Well, just so you know, spoilers, it's David. He just spends his time on the planet of the blue guys, faffing about with the black goo to create...
Like, literally, like a mad scientist.
Yeah. And the... Is it Shaw? It was Shaw and David who went off at the end of Prometheus to find the engineers and whatnot.
Yeah,
and she dies off camera.
Yeah, they just
and he's basically experimenting with her body to create. Yeah. And then he goes, "Oh, look at these! I've made alien eggs."
Yeah.
And he's just got a cave with a load of alien eggs in that he's just made somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I take it back. Maybe Prometheus was better, but I didn't like Prometheus.
No, stay with
No. I'm just.
No, he's just one of those things. I prefer, like John said, I prefer Prometheus just because there's more. There's less said in it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's got its problems.
It's got an element of mystery to it. I just hated the characters. The characters just didn't chime with me at all in Prometheus.
At least I can remember the ones in Prometheus. In Covenant. I can remember David, and that's it.
Yeah.
What bugged me about Prometheus was they were going on this like mission to discover the origins of the human race.
Well, another alien life form.
None of them were excited about it, even though they were all scientists.
Not only that, but they didn't want to be there.
About what they were doing. Yeah.
Well, it's like
you're a biologist and you're going to another fucking planet.
Yeah.
And you're not excited.
Yeah.
Are you a moron?
Well, it's like the guy with the beard, the ginger guy with the beard.
Yeah.
He's like just a coward. Yeah. But he's meant to be this like exobiologist guy. Mm. And it's like, there's evidence here of an alien civilization. You should be grabbing it with both hands. But he's like, fuck this. I'm going to go on the ship and wait there.
Yeah, but again, you're on a... I know where you're coming from. But on the other side of things... I don't know. Theory and practical.
I think they should have had a more... All the characters should have had a more upbeat nature to them. Like, they were explorers. They were pioneers. Yeah. They really wanted to be
That's
there. And then things go to shit. And they're like, this isn't the paradise we thought it was. But they get there instantly, and they're just like, this is shit, this.
Well, again, Alien Covenant was originally called Alien Paradise Lost.
Well.
Alright, what's next?
Anyway, that was shit.
Fucking hell.
That was shit.
Speeding through this.
Quick recap.
Right, Pirates of the Caribbean, Salazar's Revenge.
No one saw that.
We said shit, and it probably was shit. Wonder Woman, we said hit.
Yeah.
It was good.
I really enjoyed it.
Still not watched it.
Yeah, I never watched it, but I've heard it's alright, so.
It's not amazing, but it's alright.
No. The Mummy with Tom Cruise.
I've watched that.
You've watched it? Yeah. Fucking hell, what's that like?
Utter bobbins. It's so bad. But again, please watch it just because it's so bad.
You see, I've got a... With... You know, like, the Warner Brothers decided to start this cinematic universe that they announced to the world and now it's just gone down the toilet completely. Why did they make The Mummy as an action film? Why don't they make it as, like, a spooky, kind of haunting...
Well, there's bits of it that are trying to be, like, horror. There's, like, there's a, the mummy that's in it, when she first sort of shows up, she can, like, suck people's souls or essence out, and they all dry up and sort of...
Well, one of the things... have you seen the... a shout-out now. Have you seen the red letter media they have in the bag for The Mummy, where they compare it to Life Force?
Yeah,
because it basically they just say, yeah, it's just a remake of Life Force.
But we know tits.
Yeah,
but you know, Tom Cruise is a pretty big tit.
Yeah, you've got a sexy mummy in it.
Yeah, it's just it's me and Kaz watched it and laughed all the way.
I just feel like so they should have, because horror's very popular, mate, with The Conjuring and Insidious and all that sort of stuff. Why didn't they make The Mummy film like one of those?
Yeah, because one of those generic jump scare fucking horror.
Not even a jump scare, but just like a kind of just a scary monster movie, like how it should have been.
It's just bad special effects.
It wouldn't have worked for their universe.
But that's because they decided to make their universe.
Yeah, like, of course it is. They should have wanted Tom Cruise in it as somebody who could then plug and play into the other films.
Of nobody having a vision, just a think tank of bellends.
Yeah.
All going, well, we should make it like The Mummy from the 90s and have, like, scenes in the desert where there's action and explosions and shit. And then they actually like, and it was just like a mash of...
The whole thing, though, with the Brendan Fraser Mummy is it's fun.
I love them movies.
That's the thing. I mean, the second one's alright. No, that's shit. And Rise of the Dragon Emperor. So, but the first one knows exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it's a fun film.
It's good.
It's an adventure film, and it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's got well-timed humour. It's like a it's like a Jones film, isn't it? A bit like a sort of daft adventure.
I just think they probably could have... Wow. Brendan Fraser now.
Melted.
Oh god.
I just think they could have spent half the budget and set it all inside a pyramid.
Yeah.
And just had like a mummy chasing
loads of
people,
like traps and stuff going on.
And just have it as this kind of like a genuine horror film. But they didn't. They decided to have like half of New York getting destroyed by a massive sand ghost.
I thought it was London.
Well, whatever.
Sand ghost. It's terrible.
Anyway, yeah, so we said shit and
it
was shit.
I do want to just ask about this. What happened to World War Z 2? Because we've got it down here for June.
I think they've postponed that because it is being made, but isn't... I want to say Darren Aronofsky's making it, but I don't think that's true. Or David Fincher. Someone, like a director you would never expect to be making it. David Fincher.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Oh yeah, it's up for 2,000.
So I think they've put it back that because David Fincher has obviously been offered a load of money to make it.
If it's like the book, though.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
then
maybe
it'll be good. I'd imagine if it's David Fincher and it's similar to the book.
I'll be honest, I quite enjoyed the first one.
First one wasn't too bad. It just didn't make an impression on me. But I like the way they did the zombies as like this kind of mass organism just kind of swarming. Yeah, fast moving. It was like a new take on like zombies. You know, I still prefer the kind of classic slow moving zombie. But I thought that was
like engulfed by them, didn't you? Like a wave.
Yeah. But you know, we'll see what Fincher does with World War Z.
Yeah,
you know, that will be interesting, I think.
Well, Fincher and Pitt back together.
Yeah,
interesting.
Hit or a zit?
Pitt Fincher.
Next.
We need to wait for Daz to come back because it's Transformers: The Last Night.
Oh fucking hell! He's got to be the only person that's seen that.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? What the fuck?
Uh, Well, let's.
But he's going to say it's good, even though it isn't.
No. Actually, I think you'd be surprised.
Okay.
We're waiting for you to come back because it's Transformers. Oh,
the double entendre for the actual title annoys me. The Last Night.
They're going to keep making Transformers films, aren't they?
Like, well, they're doing a Bumblebee film.
Oh, they're right, okay. I'm dead excited about that.
Hey?
A CGI character. That
yeah, just a film about.
Talk.
Yeah.
What a brilliant idea.
Can talk.
Bumblebee, the yellow.
He can talk.
Not an actual bee.
The annoying thing is, they fix him in one of the films, and then all of a sudden, in the next film, he can't fucking talk again.
Because he thought that was cuter.
So. Alright,
Transformers The Last Night.
It's fucking terrible.
Alright, next.
It's one of those things, as like I said before, as our listeners know, I've defended the Transformers films because I like them for what they are. Big robots knocking seven bells out of each other. To be fair, it's Transformers. This, I watched about 20, 25 minutes of it and then I turned it off because there's baby Transformers in it. Mark Wahlberg lives on a scrapyard because he's in hiding. So his daughter, he no longer sees his daughter because, he can't get in touch with her. So he lives on a scrapyard with the Transformers that have survived. They're all falling bits. Grimlock's eating cars. And then I turned it off at a point where he goes into his trailer and... He tells a baby pterodactyl transformer to go and get him a beer, and then he sits in his trailer for 5 minutes with a bottle of Bud Light in his hand.
What a car!
That's exactly how it is. And then a baby Grimlock turns up, and it's like, what the fuck is going?
Have the Dinobots just fucking each other?
Yeah, clearly.
It's
the one who was called Slag.
Yeah. So it was a matter at that point. It's like I'm done. I've defended these for too long. I'm just fucking done.
You can only go too far.
Oh, you fucking can.
A giant robot.
And obviously, I'll just disappoint. Anthony Hopkins is in it. The Decepticons were helping the Nazis. One of the first VW Beetles were a Decepticon. There's a flashback.
On paper, it sounds like a proper Daz movie.
Optimus Prime become a villain as well, isn't it?
As far as I understand it, I didn't get that far. There's a bit where he's talking to his maker and she's giving him a load of shit. Makes his eyes go purple, and then it cuts to fucking Mark Wahlberg sat in a scrapyard and then
drinking
Bud Light. Yeah,
he's eating a Big Mac.
Yeah,
like
boy, this Big Mac's delicious.
That scene though is, I mean, product placement. Yeah, fair enough. It happens, but fuck me, it's just terrible.
Yeah, let's move along.
That's the other thing. His entire fridge is full of Bud Light as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, okay, you know, the blue bottles, the solid blue bottles that they do. His entire, the fucking robot opens the fridge and it's just full of them. It's pointed towards camera. And it's just like, fuck.
It's fucking shameless, isn't it? I just the way product placement has gone in films now. And it's Sony films, you know, that's been pointed out.
Shocker.
It's Sony that do it.
Yeah.
And their films are basically just massive adverts for whatever products they're being sponsored by.
It used to be quite subtle, didn't it? Like, The Matrix has loads of product placement.
Yeah, but it's like in the background, it's realistic. Subtle. It's if you're
they're
on
all phones, they're all in cars.
Yeah. But if you watch a movie made by Sony, every piece of technology that they use, whether it's a computer or a phone or whatever, it's always a Sony product.
Yeah.
Right, that gingerbread man that we watched last night, did you see it showed American Apparel?
At
the beginning, but all the other shops were all fake shops, but the only one that was real was American Apparel.
I think they
Gingerbread man, is that the one with the little evil gingerbread man?
Gary Busey, yeah.
Fucking die of that film.
But it was better than Transformers.
It is. It really is.
Man, it was so crap.
It was daft.
But as John points out, it is better than Transformers because I have seen it. Fuck it. It's just. Anyway.
Next. Bad Batch.
No.
I've not seen it.
I have.
Is it good?
Batch. Oh, is that
it's the one on Netflix. Yeah.
I watched the first half of it.
But they say it's a lot more style over substance.
Yeah, I wasn't in the mood, and it was just kind of hurting my brain a bit.
It's really pretty to watch.
I love the story as well. It's proper, like, grim.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that Jason, I don't know whether you noticed, but Jason Momoa spends a lot of the film on a moped travelling through the desert at night in big fucking, like, billowy pants.
He's always, like, working.
Yeah, he's always got them. He's got, like, pink fucking big billowy pants on. He just does a lot of standing on top of planes in the desert and. He sketches people as well. Is he looking for his wife who's been killed? So he basically catches up with this guy and he's asking for information. And he's like, oh, what are you going to do to pay? So he just sits down and starts drawing this guy.
It's Jim Carrey, the bearded guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Jim Carrey, yeah.
So he just starts drawing him. And then he just gives him the picture and he gets the.
Like this weird, like. Drug baron guy who has like a club in him. It's really odd.
It is. Again, you have to be in the mood, and there is a lot more style.
Because my brain was just frazzled. Like.
There's a lot more style over substance in it. But I was saying to these before, I really like Jason Momoa. There's just something about him. Everything you see of him, just mooching about in real life.
I loved the world they created. I loved the beginning where she's captured by them.
Oh yeah. Do you want to just mention really what the Bad Batch is? Because what it is the rest of the world's still going on. It's not like a post-apocalyptic world, but everyone, they've all got tattoos on the back of their necks, haven't they? And it's basically like a massive prison population. Right. You do something wrong, you get tattooed, you get thrown in this area. Almost, yeah, pretty much. I mean, to be fair, you'd have thought it's a chain link fence. You'd have thought they'd have been able to get out. But for the premise of the story, and you just get basically dumped into this fucking wasteland that's full of scrap plane graveyards and radioactive wastes and all this other crap. And it's just full of cannibals. I mean, the bit where she's getting her arm and her leg chopped off
in the beginning,
and fucking washing, it's fucking gruesome, isn't it?
It's awesome though, the way she gets away and everything. I loved all that in the beginning.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it goes all. Did you get to the bit where it all, like you said, the club, and it all just goes neon?
Yeah, I got so far. I can't remember specifically where I got to. I got to where Keanu Reeves comes into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just. I watched it really late at night, and I was just like too tired, and my brain wasn't.
Oh yeah, it's one of those that you've got to be in the mood for.
Yeah, yeah.
What film are you on about?
The Bad Batch.
The Bad Batch.
Never heard of it.
It's on Netflix.
Never heard of it. We watched the trailer for it, mate.
We did.
Hit or shitted it. Or we did. Place. We put it on a piece of paper.
But we didn't give it anything there.
We didn't give it anything.
No, it's just a Scott Dash
next to it.
I reckon he'd like it. I reckon Steve would like it.
Yeah. Yeah, get it watched, man. It's on Netflix.
I will. It's on my list.
It's on the list. Yeah, it's on your list.
It's literally on the list.
Probably. Right. It's got muscly men in it.
He's not JT.
No, he's not. You said Jason Momoa right 50 times during this podcast.
I fucking love Jason Momoa. Hey, if I'm going to go gay, I'd go gay for Jason Momoa.
Oh, he'd make a mess of you.
Oh, he'd proper one. I don't care.
He'd split you in two.
I don't care. I'd just be happy to be there. Just be happy to be involved.
Be happy to be near his dick in some capacity.
You can hand out refreshments.
Well, have you not? It's one that you're taking piss now. Have you seen the video of him where he's just drinking beer and throwing axes?
Yeah,
seen that. He's fucking brilliant. He's got his own axe throwing range. He's got fucking steins of beer and he just stands there fucking drinking, chugging beer and throwing tomahawks.
Is Jason Momoa the best man on earth? Is he the best man on earth?
No, him is so fit.
There you go.
Exactly.
There we
go. She knows.
I think he's probably the best man on earth.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, like you can't be jealous of him or dislike him.
Well, that's the thing. When you see him in interviews and everything as well, he just comes across as somebody you could have a beer with. He don't come across as a dick.
No, he's not full of himself.
Which. Funnily enough, we'll get to it, but I've watched Justice League, and I know the Aquaman thing, sort of thing and whatnot. But
haven't we all watched Justice League?
I don't think Steve.
No.
Why haven't we watched Justice League?
Because no one wants to.
He refuses to.
You need to watch it, man.
Because how did you put it? It needs to stop.
It needs to stop.
It needs to stop, so he refuses.
I'm not going to...
We'll talk about Justice League.
All right.
I don't want to talk about it.
Moving on from us all fawning over Jason Momoa.
Oh, wow.
Despicable Me 3 is on the list, but
I didn't get around to watching it.
It was alright.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Yeah, alright, okay. I watched the first one. Didn't do anything for me. The first one.
I was on a plane. I had nothing else to do.
Right, we're into July now with
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, I loved that.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
I really enjoyed it.
I really liked it.
I was really pleasantly surprised with it. I like whatchamacallit as the Vulture.
Yes.
Yeah. Batman.
The villain dynamic was really good in that. I thought that was really well put together.
Because he's not truly evil, is he? No. He's got an agenda.
Well, the bit at the beginning.
He's been fucked over by this.
The back of the Avengers movie and all the destruction in the city. I really liked it.
Yeah.
There's a good bit of writing.
He's just a working guy who gets fucked over.
Fucked over by the city.
Mm. Yeah. As well, I also like the fact that Spider-Man looks like he could be going to high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot of that kind of teenage dilemmas that
because
Peter Parker's used to in the comics.
Yeah.
And they did in the Sam Raimi ones to a point.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you know, showing him going to parties and all that stuff. So there was good elements.
But I got the sense with Homecoming, there was like you got that real sense of that kind of teenage awkwardness that he has. He's an outsider. He doesn't really know. He fancies a girl. He doesn't really know what to say to her. But then he is this like double hard fucking like superhero. You know?
And he still had the kind of he's still doing the chatty one liner bullshit. Spider-Man always does.
Yeah. It's like he finds his confidence when he's got the suit on.
Well, that's the whole point of Spider-Man, because that's why he chats shit, to hide how terrified he is constantly. That's why,
I like the fact as well in the sort of physicality of what he was doing. He doesn't really know what he's doing, like, so he's like bumping into buildings and falling off roofs, and he's like a bit shit, you know.
Yeah, he's still learning.
He's clumsy, and I kind of like that.
But it also shows how clever Peter Parker is, because he hacks fucking the spider suit,
because
it's got training wheels on, so they hack it, and then all of a sudden he's got access to all this other stuff, and he's like, whoa, no, kill mode, shut it off.
That's actually one thing I kind of disliked about it, the fact that he started off with that kind of Tony Stark designed spider suit.
It was new though,
yeah, but he gets given that in thingy, doesn't he? Civil War. He is just mooching about
that, and I kind of like that.
And then obviously Tony Stark turns up, takes it off him.
Yeah.
And then he's back to his
kind of
I just like the idea that he just has made his own suit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he originally asked. That's like Lou's just said, that's what happens in Civil War, and then Tony Stark gives him.
I liked the Tony Stark element. I didn't think I would, but I kind of did. It was like having the Uncle Ben element of...
I love the fact that he's basically banged Aunt May as well. Yeah. And he's just like, and everyone's just after getting in fucking Aunt May's knickers sort of thing.
Who'd have thought that?
I think it's a lesson for kids to know that you can't just have everything given to you, that if you... What it is? You've got to work for it. You can't just be a superhero. You have to actually, you know, be respectful. And
I get this conversation all the time.
That's just encouraging.
Can't just put you under pants saying you had Lewis and you fucking Spider-Man.
So we said hit for that. So hit it is.
I'm gonna spider on you.
Oh no! Oh Jesus!
Yeah, all the different things. Spider-Maning, Supermaning.
What's Superman?
Superman is you spunk on the back and then pull the stick the sheet to the back.
Why'd you have to tell him that?
Who?
Oh.
Is there a Superman
Oh man.
Fucking hell. Arsene Wenger.
Arsene Wenger? The Arsenal manager.
I'm over an ace. That's the part of the joke.
I thought we were just mispronouncing it. I thought we were mispronouncing the song.
You ever heard of an Irish stool?
Are you talking about your dad? I don't feel bad saying that after what he was telling us earlier on about him in a mankini.
Yeah. No.
Alright, okay. I don't know what it is.
You don't know what an Irish stool is?
I think it's because the stool's upside down, so it's three legs.
Oh.
And someone's sitting on them.
Right.
So it's not to do with poo?
No. What, is it like three people sitting on?
That's a very intimate moment.
Sitting on a stool?
Two assholes, you know.
Sitting on them.
Three people sitting on a stool. Yeah. Is that all it is?
The stool's upside. The stool's the wrong way up.
Two people, one person sat on a leg each and the other sat on a cock.
That involves six people, surely.
Or
four people and you just go around. This has gone really weird. What, see, I was just talking about Spider-Man and Superman and now it's all just gone straight.
In a stool.
I've got a stool in there, we can have a go later.
Next on Wizard Sleeve, Irish stooling. We're going to stream it live on YouTube.
Why is it Irish stooling? Why does it have to be an Irish stooling?
Irish means it's upside down.
Irish means it's upside down.
Yeah.
We're not being Australian.
Australian stool, surely.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with it.
Right. Anyway. Are you sure you didn't come up with it? I think you just made that up then. Just then.
He's just throwing ideas out.
Yeah, if you guys were gay, then I would have played it like it was a joke. And then.
Well, he's got a stool with a lot of going in a bit. Right.
Spit on the spit.
Oh, God. Right, so the next one. God, it's a long list, this. Where are we up to?
We're nearly there.
Oh, we only got to October. Oh, no, we didn't. So on this one, we put a hit stroke shit, because we were obviously...
What's this for?
War for the Planet of the Apes.
Not seeing it.
I've not seen it.
I mean, it's really good.
See, I started watching it on it. Download.
Right.
An illegal what?
Illegal download.
Oh. Right.
Which you shouldn't do, obviously.
Well.
But it didn't have subtitles, so it was fine at the beginning.
Oh, monkeys.
Because there's humans.
I remember watching
humans and there's stuff going on, there's monkeys, and then it gets to a bit where Caesar's in a cave with his monkey mates, and he's talking, obviously, because he can, but the other monkeys can't, so they're all...
Right.
There's no subtitles.
Right.
So unless you can speak monkey, you're fucked.
No.
So, I had to turn it off.
All right.
I couldn't tell what was going on. It looked all right, though.
Why didn't it have subtitles on it? Surely the subtitles were, like, embedded in the actual film.
They're not always.
No. I don't know what I'm doing with the legal download.
No, I just thought, like, it would be part of the film to have the subtitles as a graphic on the actual film print.
Maybe it was just like, when you go and watch it at the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like fucking CFAX.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Like, fucking hell, there's a reference. On the bar.
It's like badly spelt CFAX that comes up like 4 seconds after the word's been said.
Monkey 2.
Yeah.
In a lot of words.
Steve the bamboozler.
Oh, pop culture references.
Anyway. No, you'll see that. You see that. I'm going to say,
you're already player one looking at CFAX. Looking in the way. I need to. Fucking bamboozle for cheats in fucking the Oasis. Oh, shit, I've gone past half weight now.
I knew it was red. God, teletext. Was he called the bamboozler, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Bamboozler.
Like
yeah.
Yellow bloke.
Yeah.
My dad always used to do it when he got home from work.
I used to play it on Saturday.
Go on CFAX.
Yeah, he'd play bamboozle.
Get home, take his pants off.
He did.
His mum would get him a beer. Shut up, I'm playing bamboozle.
Straight on CFAX. Anyway, come on, Steve. We need to keep going.
So we said, I'm trying. But
Yeah.
But we had hit stroke shit.
Okay. Don't know. There's only that John's watched some of it.
Some of it.
He said it's shit without the subtitles because you don't know what the monkeys
are
saying.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. We'll shit without the subtitles. What's the
Dunkirk?
I thought they said our Kirk.
Okay.
Hey, Alan, have you seen our Kirk?
is that
Dunkirk? I saw Dunkirk.
Did you?
Yeah.
And
it was all right. It was good. It wasn't the best, my favourite Christopher Nolan film by any stretch. It was well made, but it didn't kind of
Would you re-watch it?
No, probably not. Not
F. So it was shit then.
If it was on TV, I'd probably watch it. Mm. But I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it again. Mm. It once was enough, really. It's all right. Fucking no one speaks in it. There's no dialogue. The person who has the most dialogue in it is Harry Styles.
No.
He literally has the most lines in that film.
Is he all right?
He's actually quite good.
Yeah. Does he die?
No.
Whoa, spoilers.
Oh.
No, nobody dies.
This is last year.
Nobody dies at Dunkirk.
No.
Nobody
died at Dunkirk.
Was it the best Dunkirk film you've seen?
I've only seen one.
So, yeah.
What was Our Kirk, Frank?
Yeah.
Our Kirk.
A bit long.
He's a bit of a cock.
Is this a Star Trek?
Our Kirk. Our Kirk.
Yorkshire version of Star Trek.
I think we should trundle. I've just seen what's coming in August, and I believe Steve's got views.
Oh, God.
Go on, then.
Right, so, yeah, Dunkirk was all right. It was well made. Christopher Nolan's a good filmmaker, but it wasn't...
I do want to watch it.
It's worth a watch.
I'm a watch actor.
It's the structure is weird, because obviously the whole film takes place in the space of about 2 hours.
Hmm.
And it's like, but the timeline changes. So 1 minute it's night time, the next minute it's daytime because Tom Hardy is an RAF guy, and his story is like half an hour long.
Mm.
So it keeps flitting back to him what he's doing.
Right.
So it takes a while for you to get into kind of where everyone is and what everyone's doing.
Right.
It was all right. Didn't blow me away. Right, August.
Just like those Nazis.
Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets.
Yeah, I've not watched it.
Which was probably the worst film I've ever seen at the cinema.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we've seen some shit.
We have seen some. We won't
watch it. We watched Dead or Alive.
Yeah. It's funny how that instantly springs to both our minds.
What, Valerian?
I've never been to watch it yet.
Fall asleep during a film, but I fell asleep during that.
In the cinema?
In the cinema, yeah.
I only fell asleep in the cinema once, and it was Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Oh, well, it's about 8 hours long.
I fell asleep in the Phantom Menace.
As Daz said, that film would be better if it didn't have them two lead.
If you didn't have the two smackheads. If the lead... They look like a pair of smackheads. I was saying to these before, I think I don't know whether I mentioned to you, John, but I like to... see the film as it's a pair of smackheads who revolver dosed, and this is what's going through their heads as they die.
All right, yeah.
And if you go into it with that frame of mind, it's better.
It's better.
The end of the film just cuts to a flat in Glasgow.
Go fucking watch him, McCarthy.
Ian McGregor.
Covered in their own shit.
Kirk, have you seen it?
Kirk!
Where's our Kirk? Kirk! Where's our Kirk? The sort of two leads in it, they're just like... They've got
no chemistry.
No chemistry. They're supposed to be lovers, but they were like... It was terrible. It was just so badly written, and it was...
Some really big eyebrows in it as well.
Big eyebrows, yeah.
It's very in at the moment, though.
I don't understand.
And it felt like they were literally reading the lines off like an auto cue.
To be fair, he's not a good actor, and she's a model. She's not a good actress or an actor.
I thought it had
however
some,
you want to say it.
I thought it had some... At least one decent idea, which was the kind of the dimensional marketplace.
That's a cool idea.
I like the idea of that.
Yeah, where it's everything, because basically the
that is the City of 1,000 Planets, isn't it?
No.
Is that
not
it?
No. That's the dimensional marketplace, where basically it's a desert, and you put a set of visors on, walk through a gate, and the visor then... tunes to a certain dimension, so you can see everything that's going on. But you're not actually there. You can buy stuff then, and then they bring it through like a machine that brings it into your dimension.
Right. eBay.
Yeah.
And so dimensional eBay.
Yeah.
The gun thing was pretty cool. That used that idea.
Yes.
So they have to hunt someone in this sort of alternate universe. So he has this box in his arm, and inside the box is in another universe. With a gun in another universe.
All right. Yeah.
Again,
it's
got
some. Stems from the comic.
I think I was expecting another Fifth Element because it's the same director.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't.
No. I mean, visually it looked good, but again, it wasn't
too much CGI. Just everything was CGI. It was just like everything. It was just it was like.
Yeah, that's a good thing about Fifth Element. It's a good mix of CGI and old school special effects.
But everything that was just.
computer generated.
And it was just Bruce Willis to be in this film.
Again, he's
yeah.
If it had a different, if it had a
he's
set
sure
of,
sure wouldn't there though, Bruce Willis? Doesn't he proper phones it in there. Yeah.
But like I said, if it have had, because I didn't mind it. If it have had a better set of actors, leads, like I said, just had some chemistry between them. Like you said, because the fact that it's this love story as well, and the fact that she's hunting for him because they're partners for the thing, but they're also in love and everything, and it's a big thing. When there's no chemistry there, it's really difficult to...
Yeah, I didn't pick up on that at all.
They were more like brother and sister.
Yeah,
because they bickered more like brother and sister rather than love. It felt like it had been written by like an 11-year-old. Who thought they knew how to write a couple.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Again, the graphic novel's supposed to be really good, but I've never got round to...
Do you feel like smackheads in that as well?
Oh, no,
probably.
Right, so anyway.
So, I can't remember. What did we say for that? Hit, stroke, shit again.
Yeah, because we weren't sure.
We weren't sure, but I'm going to go with an absolute shit for that.
I didn't mind it, but... see, this...
Was it hit, though? Was it hitting your mind?
Yeah, why not? I didn't mind it, so due to the limitations of hit or shit, we'll have to go with hit.
Atomic Blonde, I never saw that.
Not got round to watching it yet.
No, I've not either.
I've got it at home, but just not, yeah.
Oh, this might be, I think. So we're into September now, and it...
Still not seen it.
We put shit.
Did we?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty shit.
Was it?
Yeah. Pretty shit. It wasn't the worst film I've ever seen, because that was Valerian.
Does it fall into the same trap of all modern-day horror movies?
It's like they've gone, oh, Stranger Things is popular. Let's make a thing about kids riding bikes around the 80s.
It's the same...
It.
It's the same... sort of generic modern-day horror...
Yeah.
I've seen the well, the reason they say it in the 80s is so that when they do the second one and it's 30 years later, it's now. But it's one of those things. I've not seen it, but I know the I've watched things about it and clips and whatnot. I know the when Pennywise turns up, there's a lot of noise gets ramped up and it's more that as opposed to him.
There's no creepiness. It's all jumping.
There's no creepiness.
There's no Tim Curry.
They try to make it creepy, but it just didn't scare me because clowns don't scare me. So
now you're Dave.
Yeah.
So Dave. It did nothing for me. You know,
be shitting his own body.
I think if you're scared of clowns, this would be like the worst film you could ever watch.
Yeah.
But for me, it just didn't do anything for me.
And it still doesn't have the child gangbang that's in the novel.
No.
Didn't ever put that on. I can tell them why they, come on.
It's a fucking weird book. Anyway.
Moving on, swiftly on. Kingsman The Golden Circle.
I've seen that, yeah.
I watched this the other evening.
I don't ruin the first one for myself by watching the second one and being like, oh, what have they done?
The first one.
It's one of those things. The first one I really enjoyed. It was something that I didn't really fancy and then just watched it and it's like, oh, I'm fucking really into this. It really pleasantly surprised.
That church scene is just.
Oh, that's the best fight scene I've seen in fucking years. It's just so well done. And they've tried. That's the problem with The Golden Circle. I enjoyed it. It's not as good as the first one. Julianne Moore as the main bad guy is fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have put that Harry's still alive in the trailer because that would have been a better reveal.
Yeah.
For folk who haven't seen it, fucking Channing Tatum's in it for about 4 minutes.
Is he? Even though he's in the trailer for
He literally is in it for
Elton
about 4 minutes.
Elton John's in it, and I was saying this before. Elton John has more fight scenes than the fucking main guy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But there's a lot of.
Not the main guy. He has more fight scenes than Channing Tatum.
Right.
That's not difficult though, is it?
Well, no. But I mean, watching the trailer, you'd think, oh, Channing Tatum's.
Yeah, well, this is it. And to be fair, the end, I'm not fucking convinced. Right at the end, I'm not convinced by it. I hope they don't make a third one.
Oh, I can't remember what happened at the end.
I'm going to spoil it for you. Yeah, well, fucking, obviously, Eggsy gets wed and Channing Tatum gets sent by Statesman to become a Kingsman. So he gets out of the taxi and he's fucking Channing Tatum in a suit. So the whole thing with the Kingsman is they're just guys in suits, aren't they? And he's just like, it doesn't fit him very well. It's really tight as well, so he's like, and he's got a pair of glasses on and he's just like,
what I didn't like is the fact that they included the Americans in the second one instead of just keeping it British. It was like they had to get the...
Oh, the Statesman.
You see, I kind of like the idea of that they're the sort of American counterpart, and it's like they're drawing on stereotype. Like the Kingsman is like a British stereotype, and the Statesmen are like an American stereotype. Yeah. They're all cowboys. Right. You know what I mean?
Although I felt the Statesman with the lasso's bit weak.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And
it wasn't.
That's one of the things that spoiled it for me at the end, because they tried to do that was the other when they're fighting the fucking Statesman, and it takes. One Statesman can beat up two Kingsmen.
Yeah.
In it, and it's because Channing Tatum just twats.
Yeah, yeah.
He just batters them.
Yeah. It fell a bit short. Like the first one, really kind of because it had more of a kind of better plot in terms of the training. This guy is a bit of a tearaway.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. I had a bit of a with the antidote being thingied out, and it's like a bit more.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I like Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
I thought she was very good as the mental.
Yeah. I'd watch it again.
Yeah.
Purely for Elton John.
Well, yeah.
Elton John is fucking ace.
He's thoroughly entertaining.
Elton John is fucking brilliant.
I love the bit where he's in the room and that guy's there and he's just like, get out of my fucking bedroom! Get out of my fucking room!
He just tells everyone to fuck off.
He does that in Marvel.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And fucking, what do you call it to Harry? Yeah. If you save the world, love, you can have a backstage pass.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah,
massively.
Gays.
Is Flatliners.
Nazis.
This completely again just under the fucking under radar.
No one cares though.
No
one cares about the original.
No one cared about the first one. I've seen the first one. The first one is actually quite good.
But
it wasn't like worthy of a remake or a sequel.
People who like Flatliners aren't interested. People who haven't seen or heard of Flatliners are just like, what's that pile of shit?
Yeah.
So it's just like, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of remakes that no one gives a shit about, we were watching trailers earlier and they've done a reboot or remake of Overboard.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah, he's in it.
Anna Faris.
Yeah. And
some guy.
Yeah. Again, like, yeah, who cares about that?
Yeah. Nobody is the answer. So Flatliners, we had shit. Yeah, shit. We'll go with shit, even though I'm not sorry. October.
This could be a fucking episode on its own, this now.
Blade Runner.
We're almost at 2 hours now.
Good.
We've got
a couple of months left.
We've got
the 2017 roundup.
We've got seven films to go.
Have you ever seen Blade Runner?
Oh, God, but the last film, fuck.
Right, come on.
Oh shit, right. Okay, so Blade Runner 2049. I thought it was good.
I loved
the film.
Yeah. Visual, great. Story, good.
Batista,
yeah. Great.
Yep.
Smashing through a wall. Good.
Lovely glasses.
All good.
I actually preferred the story to this one to the story in the original.
I do. I think it makes the first one more interesting. It almost It gives more depth to the original because there isn't a lot in the original story-wise. It's very visual, the original Blade Runner.
Yeah.
And that's why I like it.
Yeah.
But Deckard doesn't really have
a very standard kind of detective drama, really, that just doesn't...
Well, there isn't any detective in this story, so that's the thing. Weak in that sense.
There's no mystery.
Whereas this one has a better kind of detective...
Yeah.
I don't mind the slowness because it makes when fucking Roy turns up all the better.
I love the original.
No, that's what I'm saying though. I know where you're coming from, but for me, watching Deckard just do nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
all of a sudden, you want to see what's going on with what's Roy up to.
The replicants because Deckard is a nothing character almost.
Yeah. The, my big,
they become the protagonist.
My big problem with Blade Runner, I mean, to be fair, obviously, Ryan Gosling is brilliant as a replicant because he's got that face.
Yeah.
He always looks confused and sad. In whatever, he, like whatever he's in. Like I know, but he always looks confused and sad.
Yeah, he does.
Even in real life, when you see him in interviews, he looks confused
yeah,
and sad.
He does, yeah.
So that's fine. He's a replicant. Fuck yes. But I was saying to Steve and Lou before, he just a lot of the scenes for me just seem to go on for too long. The bit where he's looking for Deckard in the hotel goes on for fucking ages. Some of the shots, yeah, they're pretty and everything, but they just seem to go on. And some of the effects in it, I don't think some of them are as good as the original effects and the original scenes.
Which
because,
ones?
Well, there's like a bit where they're flying over the city. I don't know whether it's Ryan Gosling or something, or it's the police going looking for him and whatnot. But for me, it just looks like quite an eye. End one, but it looks like a computer game.
Yeah.
The entire thing looks computer. I know it is computer generated, but it looks, because you always get that feeling with a computer game that it's never really.
Yeah.
It's pretty, but you know it's not.
Yeah.
And it. Yeah, I don't know. It was just something. It might just be me.
There were little things that niggled me, but I really
overall, I enjoyed it.
It didn't feel like it dragged though for the length of it.
No, I didn't get bored at any point.
No, I didn't. I loved the soundtrack.
Well, the soundtrack's really good.
I loved the bit where Harrison Ford, because I thought that the whole Deckard thing would be a bit shoehorned in, but it wasn't.
Well, that's
it was
the
like
thing.
Really integral.
If you watch really the trailer, good. It looks like there's a lot more. Action and explosions and whatnot, and when you get to the actual film, there isn't.
And there's like bits,
I think that's
of humor
why
in
like
it as well. Which
yeah,
lost in. There's no humour in the original.
Yeah,
there, is there?
It's
no.
Just Ryan Reynolds getting twatted.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, yeah, he gets twatted a lot. He even gets Jones punched.
Yeah.
to the sounds of Elvis.
Yeah. Although I just one last thing before we move on. I did wonder, because obviously that's supposed to be Vegas, isn't it? That they're in. Mm. Who's fucking built all them women? All them giant women?
It's Vegas.
Well, no, it's one of those things. The ones he walks through where they're on the knees and everything.
And they've got shiny shoes on, but they're naked.
Well, yeah, I know. And it's one of those things that you can sort of see. But then as he's walking, there's just these fucking giant legs in the background, five sets of them. And Kerry hadn't noticed that. And I'm like, what?
I don't know.
Who's built these giant women? No.
It's
kind of
like that.
Well, I know it's tacky,
you don't
but
question giant ladies in Vegas. You just go, there's a fucking full-size Eiffel Tower replica in the middle of Vegas.
I know, but it's still not giant ladies, is it?
No, I know, but it wouldn't surprise me if on the news tomorrow they went, giant ladies have been built in Vegas. I'd be like, sounds about right.
Almost as if they did it because of the film.
Sounds about right.
That's Vegas, baby.
All right. What's next game?
So Friday the 13th.
Have we put Hit next to that?
That's next year, that now. Friday the 13th.
Oh, is it?
We've also put Hit next to it.
Have we?
Right. Yeah. So big question mark next to that. Saw Legacy. What the fuck's that?
That'll
be
the
new Saw film. I don't think it's
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
Yeah, yeah. I think it got renamed. Yeah.
Right.
Don't know.
Come on,
don't
we did
know.
This in fucking January of last year. Oh, did we do it?
No, we did it before. We did it end of 2016.
It's probably been really.
Don't know.
Right, Thor Ragnarok.
Really enjoyed it. Brilliant.
Not
loved it.
Not seen it yet, and I really like the Thor films.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Well,
I've heard it is great.
Hey, get it watched.
It's really well done.
It's fucking.
It is
really
great.
Good.
It is really good.
It's another one I like.
It's funny, full of action. Visuals great.
Soundtrack's really good.
Soundtrack's great.
Jeff Goldblum's fucking brilliant.
All the performances are great.
Yeah.
Hulk is great. Everyone's great.
Right, so
it's good.
It's great.
Is that the biggest hit then so far?
I think it's got the best, the biggest praise so far, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I've not got a bad thing to say about it.
Is there anything
really
we've
enjoyed
not discussed that anyone's seen that isn't on there that they enjoyed from last year?
No, I don't think so.
I watched.
I can't remember what I've watched.
I watched Logan Lucky.
Oh, I watched that, yeah.
And I really enjoyed it.
That was good, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But I was saying to these before, like, when I watched it at the cinema, they had subtitles on. for some reason. And I sat there and I thought, oh, this is going to be really distracting. Yeah. But it really helped because you can't understand what they're saying.
No.
Because it's that kind of
drawl,
yeah.
I watched Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day?
I've not watched that yet. Looks good, though. It's like a Groundhog Day type.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, she keeps dying. She's got to find who... I think we talked about that and said it just... Yeah.
It's all right. It wasn't what I was expecting. I didn't realise when I walked into the movie theatre that there'd be just full of teenagers and kids. I just wasn't expecting that.
Thingy as well, that It Comes at Night, or whatever it's called.
And Nothing Comes.
Joel Edgerton. No, Nothing does come.
Nothing Comes. No, I saw a review of it.
It's fucking dark, that film.
I've it's good, though.
It's really good. Yeah. You just get to the end of it and you think...
Just badly titled movie.
Humans are horrible.
Oh, right, OK. Well, again, don't spoil it.
Yeah, they are. That.
Right, November. I've got a feeling we're going to have to do that as a separate
episode. We'll do that as a separate... Yeah.
We can't cram that in. We could do it tonight,
but I would...
We can't.
Do it as a separate podcast.
No, I need to go on.
All right,
fair. So, November...
Not we've got time for that.
We've got Insidious Chapter 4.
Not seen it.
We said
is
shit.
Is that the key one?
The key thing, yeah.
I don't know.
It looks like one of those Insidious films. We said shit, so it's probably shit. And...
Because we know everything.
Because we know everything, yeah. We're never wrong.
Hey, we've done quite well with this list.
I think, yeah, we've been on the mark, I think, for most of these. We've not... There's none of these where we've disagreed with what we originally said, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Ah, Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, yeah, we said that was going to be a hit.
But it was just infinitely boring.
Yeah.
I had problems with it. I had problems with it.
Right, now...
I'm not getting into it.
The penultimate film, but probably the ultimate film we're going to do tonight, is Justice League.
Right.
I enjoyed it. It's of, apart from Wonder Woman, which is better, it's the best of the DC Universe films.
Right. See,
now, it's all over the shop.
I'm going to say I enjoyed it more than Wonder Woman.
You're talking rubbish.
Mainly because, no, because it is shit, but again, it's so fucking funny and stupid and badly done that
it made me genuinely enjoy it.
But you got more
of it. I did.
Yeah, I suppose.
Every
but
time
you've got to admit, Wonder Woman's technically.
Batman, I laughed my tits off.
You've got to admit, though, technically, Wonder Woman's a better film.
Oh, yeah. But again, Wonder Woman's average. And all the DC films are great, and Wonder Woman's like the best of a bad
film. Really. I thought it was the fish out of water stuff. Anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Justice League. We can argue about Wonder Woman at some other point. I enjoyed it. It's a big advert for Mercedes. Because driving about in Mercedes, the Flash is brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, I
really like the Flash. I love the way he moves and everything and whatnot.
I thought he was very funny as well. I thought,
I like the fact that he's
a lot of the script and
bumbling, just constantly mumbling, constantly juntering on.
Yeah, he talks quite fast as well.
Because he don't know what he's doing. And I like the fact that he's bricking it as well. Because he's like, I just push things. I run fast and I push things. I don't fight. What do you mean? And Batman's like, get in there and talk to someone. He's like, no, I just push things. Just save one person. One person. He saved one person. And he's all right.
I enjoyed it. I don't remember it though.
Steppenwolf, shit.
Yeah, there was loads of shit.
In the comic, Steppenwolf is a very minor B character for Darkseid's elite sort of thing. Batman could do him on his own, and in this he's this big fucking...
Well, he was just rubbish. He was just generic comic book movie.
I quite like the way they did the boom tubes.
Yeah.
Boom sort of thing. I didn't mind, again, Jason Momoa as Aquaman.
Boom.
I thought...
Does with his man
crush.
A
really good job of... all the character dynamic, like they did in the original Avengers, you know. Again, it's probably down to Joss Whedon as well, knowing the universe and
yeah, because there are a lot of reshoots.
And all the little jokes that they put in, I thought were like. I loved the bit when they resurrect Superman, and as the Flash is running behind him, Superman like slowly clocks him, and the Flash like realizes that Superman's fast as he is, and you think. He's thinking shit.
Again, I'll say I like the bit right at the end, I don't know if it's in the credits or just after the credits, where him and Superman... Yeah. Or the bit where the Flash is pushing the pickup truck with the people in, and then he looks over and fucking Superman's just flying along with a building. And I know exactly what you're saying there, but then I'll argue the toss that the Flash is faster than Superman.
The funniest bit in the film, though, is that Pet Sematary line. Just got me, like, because they're bringing back Superman to life.
Yeah.
And Flash is a bit worried. He's like, oh, I hope it doesn't turn out like Pet Sematary, you know, like joking around. Because all the animals, when they come back to life in Pet Sematary, they're all evil. And then when Superman comes back, he's got right eyes, he just goes, Pet Sematary.
Yeah, because he starts twatting everyone. Yeah. Because he remembers Bat. I remember you, Bosch.
He reminds me of Jay from Brooklyn Nine-Nine a bit. Like, right. He acts really stupid.
What did you think of Jim Cavill's fucking CGI'd
Flash. Again, all that stuff just made me laugh. So even though it's complete dog shit,
fucking it just made me Ben laugh. Affleck as Batman's fucking dire though, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
He's a shit Batman.
Just coming out all fat and tubby.
Yeah.
Tubby Batman.
Well, he's like the fact that he's got his fucking bat tank and
terrible.
Yeah. He's just bad as a Batman though.
Yeah. It just all of it just made me laugh, and I think that's why I came out enjoying it.
Well, the other thing, we're talking about the Flash
shit
again. The other thing I liked is when he's running round and Superwoman's diving for a sword and he just goes to push it back to her, and then he fucking falls over.
Yeah.
Because he trips over something. There's, and I know where you're coming from. There's lots of...
The story was rubbish.
Yeah.
And the CGI, rubbish.
I enjoyed the bits on Themyscira.
I enjoyed
the scene. Amazons.
Yeah, I enjoyed that scene, but again, the CGI was pretty lame.
Yeah, oh, yeah, anything. Steppenwolf and the Parademons are just fucking dirge. And then when it starts.
And at the end, terraforming. Purple shit.
Yeah, because it's like, it's a new world and everything. And it's like, it's a new world. There's a lot of alien fauna on the Earth that's could be infinitely poisonous to the entire fucking race, and everyone's just going, oh, that smells nice.
Terrible. Just looks really bad.
It is a bit all over the place.
But yeah,
as well,
you both really enjoyed it.
You probably enjoyed it for different reasons. I enjoyed it because it was biz. Because it was like
complete
laughable.
Schlock.
Yeah, that's why I enjoyed it, I think. Yeah. Because the other films haven't been like that.
Yeah.
They tried to take themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
That's been the problem.
It was like a bad attempt at an Avengers film.
Yeah.
Didn't have any of that depth.
No.
It was just completely ridiculous. Yeah. The story is so... Like, the whole bringing Superman back to life scene is just fucking stupid.
It's fucking...
It's like, we've got this cube, and we don't know whether it will resurrect Superman, but we're just guessing. But what we're going to do is drop it from a height, and the Flash is going to run really fast.
Yeah, he's got electricity. He's got to touches
Superman in this water.
Yeah, the water's in. It's fucking Superman.
Rest it
it's
on
like
Superman, and then run and touch it. Why does it have to drop?
Yeah, it's the birthing pool in Superman's ship.
Well, it made no fucking sense.
It
made me laugh out loud because it was rubbish.
And the fact that he's not decayed any or anything because he's Kryptonian, and apparently he can die, but he doesn't decay, and then
it was terrible.
And he's lost his farm, and then the bit where he fucking right at the end where he goes, oh, how did you do this? The bank had bought the farm and everything. He went,
I bought the bank.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne just goes, I bought the bank. And he went, Superman goes to him, you bought the bank? He went, yeah, I bought the bank. And he's like, what? But I love that line where the Flash just says to him, so what's your superpower? I'm rich. Oh, fair enough.
God.
I'm telling you what, I would genuinely watch it now.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant.
It's just fucking, it is. But
I was genuinely shocked.
If it comes
I went
on
into it thinking I'd be bored, it'd be really bad, and I'd get really frustrated.
It seemed to whip along the time it was on.
It's got that good balance of entertaining you slightly because of the script.
Yeah.
And it moves along quite quickly.
Yeah.
There's no...
I still adore Jeremy Irons as Alfred as well.
Yeah, again, like, not so bad. And the cast aren't that bad, to be honest. Like, Ben Affleck just made me laugh as Batman, but, you know, like, Superman versus Batman is so fucking boring. Because it's just... He
dull.
Wants to see Clark Kent wandering about.
It's dark, he's pissing it down.
No one wants to see that, do they? Like, if you're going to see Clark Kent, there has to be a reason for it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But there isn't in that.
No.
There's more Clark Kent than there is Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
No one needs that. No one wants to see that, do they? It was just boring as
well. Book. Maybe if it comes on Netflix, I'll watch
We should have a few beers and watch it one
yeah.
day.
I'd be I'll just bring it around.
Yeah.
The cyborg nice. Thing.
Ugh.
That was really weird, the choice cyborg. Of cyborg.
Mm.
Cyborg. And
cyborg.
It just...
Cyborged.
Yeah, and then fucking the bit in the tunnel with Aquaman where he's just with his trident because the water's coming in. And,
yeah,
not
I,
out
I
the game yet.
Saying,
my man!
It's snowing!
Is it?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's snowing.
It's snowing before I came down.
No.
But in this window, it seems to be raining.
Oh my god, I want to go standing.
It's raining on this side of the house.
Not your cell phone.
I think it's just the wind.
Right, we should put Justice League to bed.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Because I want to go.
We back. Said shit for Justice League.
I would.
I go back again with the. Yeah, I'm gonna go with her.
Right, well,
because I enjoyed it.
Well, that's the second one that we got wrong.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh,
but to be fair,
it is shit. But we're all acknowledging that it's shit.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, and to be fair, when we watched the trailer for that, it is missing a lot of the stuff that's just entertaining. And them bits sort of make context. If you take out the fucking Batman stuff,
yeah, like I say, there is literally no story to the film. Like, no. There is, but it's so. Pointless.
Fucking three mother boxes. Let's terraform the planet.
Yeah, it's like they've just written it down slightly and gone, that'll be fine.
Let's just turn the cameras on and see what happens.
It's Superman and Batman running about. Nobody will bother. Yeah.
The one thing, the fucking Aquaman though, not being able to speak underwater. Mira have to make a fucking air bubble around them so they could have a chat, and it's like, well, that's a bit weak for people who live underwater.
It's the bit with Aquaman as well, where he was living, where he was in that like little village.
Oh yeah, and he saves that sailor, brings him back, and just says, and takes a bottle of whiskey or whatever, because it's on him, and then just pisses off back into the sea.
That was good.
Right.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Right, so there was one last film, but there's no way we can
it's
do that
to be
now.
Continued,
that,
isn't it? It's
going to
have to be.
Yeah. Because the last film of the year that we wrote on the list was Star Wars The Lost Jedi.
You and need a whole
podcast.
It didn't have a name, though, did it?
Episode 8.
We didn't even have a name when we wrote that down.
Should we do a Star Wars special?
Yeah,
I think we have to.
Have we done it? We've not done a Star Wars special, have we?
We did a Force Awakens one where I was on the phone because I was at work.
Yeah, yeah.
We did
a Star Trek special on Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
No, we should do it.
Yeah, so we'll do. So maybe the next pod we'll do a Star Wars special where we'll cover. We'll do a review of The Last Jedi.
Can we?
Not that we need to do
it. Can we talk about the Han Solo movie as well?
We can talk about
fucking mega excited.
I'm totally stoked for that. I can't wait for that fucking thing. Anyway, yeah, there you go.
Well, I hope you've stuck with us over the last 2 hours. Because I checked out a few times, I'll be honest.
How long have we been running for? 2 hours.
2 hours and 7 minutes. Or
fucking hell! It's almost like a DC movie.
I know. I've been researching Rosemary's Baby.
It's nearly as long as Blade Runner.
Yeah, just
not as visually exciting.
Right. Well, till next time.
Yeah, see you
adios.
In 10 months.
Adios.
See you in 2019.
We can do a review. We'll do a review of episode 9.
Yeah.
Right, good night.
Bye.